Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
We truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in His name. Some are gathered here in the house of the Lord. Some are on phones. Some are on the internet. We just thank God for allowing us this time to come together and thank Him for His goodness and thank Him for His presence that has already been felt this morning here in the house of the Lord. And thank Him for all the saints who are able to be out and are likewise the children. Thank You for them bringing them out the day. And we just pray God's continued blessings be upon each and every one of us. Let us look to the Lord in prayer to open up our service. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we thank You again for another privilege and opportunity to call upon Your precious and holy name. Thank You for another privilege and opportunity to gather, dear Heavenly Father, once again in the house of the Lord. Also, thank You for all those who may be on phones, Lord God, who are on the internet, dear Heavenly Father, listening in, dear Heavenly Father. We thank You for each and every soul and each and every individual. We pray, Lord God, that something will be said today, Lord God, that would make the one who may not know You, Lord God, to get to know You, dear Heavenly Father, want to be, do, dear Heavenly Father, to live for Jesus Christ, dear Lord. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that You speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that You will let them know, dear Heavenly Father, that Jesus died so they might be able to have life and have it more abundant in Him. So we pray, Lord God, as for all who are listening in this day, we pray in the precious name of Jesus that You remember all of our saints who are here this day and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them. We want to say a special prayer this morning for Sister Regina. Lord God, she would love to be here, but she's just unable to body-wise, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that You would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Continue to be her guide and her direction and her strength she so desperately stands in need of. Bless her in her home, dear Heavenly Father. We believe, Lord God, that she was supposed to be listening in this morning, and Lord God, we want her to know, Lord God, we love her and we're praying for her, lifting her up to You. Likewise, remember her daughter, Debbie, dear Heavenly Father. We understand her surgery is this coming Friday, Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that You would bless and be with her. We pray that You go ahead of her, dear Heavenly Father. Prepare the way, Lord God. We know that Debbie is her, it's just Regina's caretaker, Lord God, and so we pray in the name of Jesus that Thou would bless and be with Debbie throughout the surgery, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, be with Sister Regina, calm her mind, calm her any kind of fears she may have, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that You overshadow her with Your love, dear Heavenly Father. Allow her to know that the saints of God are calling out your Deborah's name to You, dear Heavenly Father, and we know You're able to do all things but fail. Father God in heaven, we pray this morning likewise that You remember the saints who are here, dear Father, in the house of God. Thank You for Sister Carol being out this morning. Thank You, Lord God, for the beautiful smile on her face, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that You would continue, Lord God, to bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, knowing what she's going through, Lord God, and You're still, Lord God, bringing her along the way. We thank You for that. We thank You for the miracle You're working in her life, dear Heavenly Father. We thank You, Lord God, for how, Lord, she's such an inspiration to each and every one of us to press on, dear Heavenly Father, no matter what the doctors say, no matter how they come with the conditions they come with, Lord God, we still got to press on in spite of, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, running for the cross, dear Heavenly Father, running to see what the end holds for us, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer upon Sister Smith. Thank You for her being out, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her family. Likewise, Lord God, Lord, You know our heart's desire is to see them saved, dear Heavenly Father, see them come to the house of God. And so, Lord God, we ask that You would grant her wish. Father God in heaven, we pray a special prayer for Sister Webb, Lord God, and she asked that we would continue to remember her brother, Lord God, Julian Witherspoon, dear Heavenly Father. He has been hospitalized, dear Heavenly Father, and You know all about his condition, dear Heavenly Father. Ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, and first and foremost, Lord, You speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, You would bless him, dear Lord, and help him, Lord God, to realize, dear Father, that we only have a short time upon this earth, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, if he does not know Thee, Lord God, he needs to get to know You, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, a healing upon his body, if it be Your will, Lord God. Remember Sister Webb, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God, and ask that You would continue to bless and be with her, Lord God. Remember her family, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God, who was due to retire on last Friday, dear Heavenly Father. We thank You for that and ask that You would bless, Lord God. We're looking for the day to see him here in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that You would continue to bless. Be with her daughters, dear Father, Alicia and Alexandria, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. A special prayer for Alexandria, Lord God, as she continues, Lord God, to make strides with her
her new life ahead of her, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in her body, Lord God. We beg thee in the name of Jesus. Remember her grandchildren likewise, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. Special prayer for little Stanley, Lord God, and ask that you would bless each and every one of them. Oh, Father, we pray, dear Father, this morning, Lord God, that you would continue to bless and just be with the family of Sister Webbs in a mighty way. Father God, this morning we pray for Sister India, Lord God, and little Infinity, dear Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Father. Trust they'll be able to be out this day. We know, Lord God, that she has to work some Sundays, Lord God, and so we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember her. Remember likewise Innocence, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. Be with this young lady, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Let her know, dear Heavenly Father, through our prayers, dear Father, that we are lifting her up in prayer to you, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able to do all things. Father, we thank you for all the children who came out this morning and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of them, from the littlest all the way up to the eldest, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that they're still coming, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that they're still learning, dear Father, because we know, Lord God, they're getting up in age, Lord God. They're 15 and 16 and soon to be 17 years old, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that they're still coming to the house of God. Yes. That you would remember their parents in a mighty way this morning. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father, we beg of thee. Remember all the saints who are still on their way. We ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highways, Lord God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please, Lord, allow no accidents to befall them. Father God in heaven, we pray that you would remember Sister Holmes this morning. Thank you for her being on, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you've done for her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your hand of mercy and grace extended unto her and her family, Lord God. Her children, Lord God, who she depends on, dear Heavenly Father, those that are helping her out, dear Heavenly Father, each and every one of them have their own, dear Heavenly Father, position that they hold, dear Father, and the things that they do for their mother, Lord God, and we thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, how they work in harmony one with another, Lord God, on behalf of their mother, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister Holmes in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction and her strength she so desperately stands in need of. Likewise, we thank you for Sister Lillian being on, dear Father. Thank you, likewise, for her caretakers who are caring for her, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon them, Lord God, as they care for you. Dear Sister Lillian, dear Father, thank you for what you've done for Sister Lillian. Thank you for the progress that she has made, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that she's able to get up, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, she's able, Lord God, to get food to eat, dear Father. Thank you for everything that you have done, dear Father, what you have brought her from to where she is today. We thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to bless her, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of. Remember her household in a mighty way, Lord God. Likewise, remember James Allen, Lord God. We understand he's there and he assists, he helps out, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would speak to his heart, Lord God. And the Lord, we pray, Lord God, for his soul, dear Heavenly Father. Help him to understand the plan of salvation. Help him to understand, dear Heavenly Father, what it means, Lord God, to be a child of God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would be with him in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Reggie being out this morning and ask your continued blessings upon him, Lord God. We can still see in his heart, Lord God, that it still touches him concerning the loss of his wife, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we know they were together over 50 years, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we just pray a special prayer upon our brother. Pray that you would look down upon him with favor, Lord God, and comfort him in every way that he stands in need of, Lord God. Give him guidance, give him direction, give him wisdom from above, Lord God. Help him, Lord God, to continue to keep his hand in your hand, Lord God, knowing that the saints of God are calling out his name, Lord God. We call out every day, Lord God, that you would be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Not only him, Lord God, we have several in the congregation who are widows and widowers, dear Father. And Lord God, we pray that you would be with them, Lord God. Bless them in their homes. Bless them, dear Heavenly Father. While they live alone, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would be with them, dear Lord. Lord, we don't know. I don't know how it feels to lose a spouse, Lord God, but they have, dear Heavenly Father, but they've pressed on, dear Lord. And so we just ask, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Likewise, remember all of our saints who live alone, dear Heavenly Father. We have several, dear Heavenly Father, who live alone, dear Lord, that are not married, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless and be with them likewise, dear Heavenly Father, and keep them safe, Lord God. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God in heaven, we pray this day, Lord God, remembering Brother Levester, Lord God. Remember him and his family, his daughters, Lord God. Remember his son, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for our dear brother, Lord God, and his grandchildren, Lord God. We know, Lord God, he lifts them up to you, Lord, each and every day, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, and remember his son-in-laws likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for them too, dear Heavenly Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing be upon his family, Lord God. Remember, dear Father, Chante Willis, Lord God, we don't see him as of yet, Lord God. We're trusting he'll be here this morning, and Lord God, speak to his heart. Remember his brother, Lord God, who had a stroke, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless and be with him too, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his entire family, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Likewise, remember Mr. Dalton, dear Father. Thank you for him being out on last Lord's Day. Thank you for him being out last Saturday, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, your blessings upon him and his family. Remember his children, dear Heavenly Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon him, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to his heart, Lord God, through the message, Lord God. Help him, Lord God, to see himself, Lord God, and to see where he stands with you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we pray for all who have called in and listening in, dear Father, our dear sister Ferris Day and her family in Boston, Lord God, and ask a special prayer upon Sister Ferris Day and her body, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, there's nothing wrong with her heart, Lord God. Don't know why she keeps blacking out, but Lord, you know, dear Father. And so we just pray for our dear sister and ask that you would bless. Likewise, remember her brother-in-law and her sister, Lord God, and her niece, Lord God, and ask that you remember her entire family, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remembering Sister Ruth, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, bless and be with her too, Lord God. Remember her son and grandson, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Father. Likewise, Sister Sanders down in Florida, dear Father, special prayer and blessing upon her and her family, Lord God, and remember her in a mighty way, Lord God. We just thank you for these saints, Lord God, who have called in, dear Heavenly Father, listening to hear the word of God. Remember all others who have called in, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask a special prayer and blessing be upon all who have called in to hear the word of God over the internet, dear Father. Ask that you would bless them in a mighty way, Lord God. Bless the word of God as it goes forth, dear Heavenly Father, that those, dear Father, who may not know thee yet in a free pardon of their sins, Lord God, will think about their eternity, will think about eternity, where they would spend it, Lord God, if you would call them home. Help them, Lord God, to know, dear Father, time is winding up. You said in your word that it's near at the door, dear Heavenly Father, than what we believe, dear Father. And so, Lord, we can look around and see the signs of the times, dear Father. We can see all the things that are going on, destruction in the land. We can see it all over, dear Heavenly Father. In Baltimore, Lord God, remember those souls, dear Father, the family of those souls, dear Father, who perished, Lord God, when the bridge collapsed, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, some would look at it and say, well, that's just a freak accident. Lord, these things are happening, Lord God. You are warning people. You're letting people know, dear Heavenly Father, that anything can happen at any time. And so we have to be ready to go, Lord God. One of us could have been sitting on that bridge. One of our loved ones could have been sitting on. Any number of people could have been sitting on that bridge, Lord God, at that time, Lord God. But Lord God, we just pray for those souls, dear Heavenly Father, that the family members of the souls that have lost, their Heavenly Father, in their Father, they're in the ocean, Lord God. They can't find them, Lord God. And many of them, Lord God, are still there, dear Father. They believe sitting in a truck, their Heavenly Father. Oh, we just pray even for the workers, Lord God, that are out there, Lord God. They were showing the water and saying how turbulent it is, dear Heavenly Father. Dangerous waters to be in, dear Lord. So we just pray, Lord God, for souls, dear Father, this day. Likewise, we pray for those, dear Father, in Logan County, Lord God. And I believe they call it Indian Lake, dear Father, where the tornado went through, Lord God, and the devastation, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, my God, in heaven, when we see the pictures, Lord God, on TV, dear Father, and see, dear Father, the things that are going on where people's belongings are hanging in trees and people's belongings are scattered down the street, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, that you've been so merciful and kind to us, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, remember them as they began to pick up the pieces, Lord God. Help them to know, Lord God, it wasn't by luck. It wasn't that they were lucky, Lord God, that they didn't get killed, but they were blessed, dear Heavenly Father, blessed by the mighty hand of thee, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember those, Lord God, they were showing on the news, Lord God, that are going in there looting, dear Father. They're going in and stealing, Lord God, even from the devastation, Lord God, stealing from others, dear Heavenly Father. Help people to get a hold of themselves, Lord God, and realize, dear Heavenly Father, mankind may not see them, but you do, dear Heavenly Father. Your eyes go to and fro, beholding the evil and the good, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for souls souls this day, dear Father. Remember the souls around this church, Lord God. Remember the neighbors, dear Heavenly Father. Remember each and every one of them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the work that we do in this community, dear Father. The outreach, dear Heavenly Father, to reach these souls, dear Heavenly Father. We're looking for them to start to come in, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, they come, dear Father, to receive, dear Father, the loaves and the fishes, so to speak, Lord God. But Lord God, they neglect, dear Father, to come in for their soul, dear Father, the feeding of the word of God. And so we just pray for them, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, and next month, Lord God, in April, Lord God, Lord, if you allow us to see it, Lord God, and if it's your will, dear Father, we'll have another food pantry, Lord God, and so the word of God will go forth, dear Father, and we know that some of them, Lord God, have found a way to circumvent that, Lord God, to circumvent coming in and hearing the message, Lord God. They wait, Lord God, until it's over with, and then they come, dear Father, to receive, dear Father, the food, dear Heavenly Father. But that's all right, Lord God, because, Lord, within the box, dear Father, you have impressed upon their Father us to give them flyers, dear Father, to give them things, Lord God, pamphlets, Lord God, that speak about salvation, speak about their soul, dear Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister Blake and brother Blake, Lord God, as they minister, dear Father, with the food pantry and all the work that they do and going out and getting the food and putting together the packets and putting together all the things that they do, Lord God, so that the food pantry runs, dear Father, and smoothly, Lord God. We thank you for that and thank you for them, dear Heavenly Father, working together as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Not only that, but as husbands and wives that are saved, dear Heavenly Father, husbands and wives that love you, dear Heavenly Father, and love your work, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that your blessings be upon them in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Continue to look down upon Sister Blake, their Father, as she manages their Father and the church business, their Father, the treasurer, Lord God. And Lord God, she has a task ahead of her, dear Lord. But Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom that you've given her, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her as she uses it to your glory and to your honor. Remember Sister Lauren seeing him. Brother Maurice downstairs, Lord God, as they minister to the children, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God, and thank you for them. Thank you for that work that they do downstairs, Lord God. Lord God, we don't ever want to forget there's all types of auxiliaries in the church, Lord God, work that's going on, Lord God, work even outside of the pulpit that's going on, Lord God, ministering to souls, and so we thank you for that and ask that you would bless. Likewise, Sister Melita, Lord God, we thank you for her, Lord, in the media room, Lord God, and all the work she does and bringing in souls, Lord God, and checking, dear Father, and making sure the media equipment is running, Lord God, is up the path. Thank you for Sister Melita, and thank you for what she does, Lord God, to dear Father, to further the work of the kingdom of God. Ask your continued blessings upon this, dear sister, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Not forgetting Sister Melissa, Lord God. Likewise, she works back there and helps her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless her in all the positions she has in the church, Lord God. And going out, dear Father, and picking up those souls, dear Heavenly Father, bringing them back to the house of God. You're granting her safety and traveling mercies over the highways, Lord God. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless our dear sister every way she stands in need of, leads a devotional service, Lord God, does the bulletin, Lord God, all the other work that she does. Father, bless her and be with her, Lord God. We beg thee in the name of Jesus. Father, we don't want to forget anyone, so we just remember all the people of God in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember those we haven't seen in a while, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Kiva, Lord God, a special way, Lord God. Remember PJ, Lord God. We continue to call his name out and lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Brother Brandon and Sister Chanel being here, Lord God, amongst the saints of God, being back with the family of God, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless them in every way they stand in need of as they raise their children, Lord God, in these perilous times in which we are living, Lord God. We pray for all of our young people who are raising children, dear Father, because they need us, Lord God. They need us to pray. They need us to lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, that we thank you for putting a fence of protection around our children. Thank you for the angels that are watching over them, dear Heavenly Father, as they go to school, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless them and be with them. Now, Father God in heaven, remember our world. Remember our leaders. Remember our president, vice president, our congressmen, Lord God, our legislators, dear Father, our judges, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we can just see, Lord God, the deterioration going on in our country, Lord God, every day, Lord God, all the unrest, dear Heavenly Father, all the backbiting, all the taking each other down, dear Heavenly Father, so to speak, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, I believe in the word of God. It's an incontinent, Father, and we're seeing it, Lord God, just so out of control, Lord God, because everybody is lifting themselves up, dear Heavenly Father. But I thank you, Lord God, in the kingdom of God, we understand, Lord God, that we don't have to lift ourselves up. You said our gifts will make room for us, dear Heavenly Father. And you said he that exalteth himself shall be abased. I thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to lift ourselves up because we are lifted up in Christ Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, that all the glory, all the honor of everything we do, whether we sing, pray, preach, whether we sweep the floors, Lord God, whether we usher at the door, or whether we, Lord God, pick up our on the treasury board, dear Heavenly Father, or dear Father on the finance committee, everything we do is done to your glory and to your honor, dear Father. You are the one to be praised. You are the one to be lifted up, and we thank you for that. Ask that you would bless each and every one of us in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, Brother Byrene and his family, Lord God. Remember his companion, Lord God, his children, Lord God, his heart's desires to see them saved, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear brother and all that you've done for him. And thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom and knowledge you give him in your word, dear Heavenly Father. Help him to continue to run on this race that thou hast set before him, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of his faith. Now, Father, remember each and every one of us, Lord God. Remember our police officer on the parking lot, Lord God. We don't want to forget him, dear Heavenly Father. Realizing we're living in some dangerous times, Lord God. Realize, dear Father, these neighborhoods around this neighborhood around this church, Lord God, have gone down, dear Heavenly Father, over the years, dear Heavenly Father. Drugs have come in. Various things have come into this area, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, were prevalent 20 years ago, 15, 10 years ago. Lord, but we're seeing it, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember us as we go in and out, or remember our officer on the parking lot, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for him. Father, we just pray that you would bless and have thine own way. Remember, Lord God, Brother Joseph and his family in Haiti, Lord God. Oh, we pray a special prayer for his family there in Haiti, dear Father, and ask that you would protect them, Lord God, and keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, allow Brother Joseph to know, Lord God, we are calling out their names to you, Lord God, calling out his name, Lord God, calling out his family, Lord God, that your hand of protection and love will be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with them, not only them, but remember all those, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, even we speak for the souls, dear Heavenly Father, that are causing all the unrest, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray for all of these countries where these dictators, Lord God, seem to be on the rise, dear Heavenly Father. They seem to be lifting themselves up, dear Heavenly Father, setting themselves up as like they're invincible, Lord God, that they're above, dear Heavenly Father, you, dear Lord. But, Lord, we know that there's no one above you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, you've already told us in your word, dear Father, that you are God, and beside thee, you know of none other. And we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. You said if we lift you up, you'll draw all men unto thee, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we lift you up this day, Lord God. We don't lift up a man, dear Heavenly Father. We don't lift up our president, Lord God. We don't lift up anyone that's running for president, but we look up to you, dear Heavenly Father, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, to understand, to help us to know that, dear Heavenly Father. Some may say, dear Father, that that goes without saying. No, because we're living in a time, dear Father, where people are being swayed, dear Father, swayed to go in another direction, swayed to follow after someone, swayed to follow after a cult-like behavior, Lord God, after such a dictator, Lord God. But help those of us that are truly standing on your word to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Allow ourselves, Lord God, to anchor ourselves in you, dear Heavenly Father, and to let our anchor down deep, dear Father, that we will not waffle, Lord God. We will not allow the currents or the times, dear Father, to cause us to drift away from you, but we will stand firm in our walk with you, Lord God. God, have thine own way in our lives, dear Heavenly Father. Help us in the name of Jesus to see the signs of the times. Help us to see, Lord God, times are perilous around us, Lord God. It's getting to that, Lord God, and we've got to, Lord God, remain, dear Father, faithful unto death. You said you will give us a crown of right, of life. Thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for your promise and your word. Have thine own way, Lord God. Bless, dear Father, when the message goes forth. You've given it to me, Lord God, to bring to your people, Lord God. Help me to bring it, Lord God, as you have given it to me. And, Lord God, we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory that's due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God.
Praise our God.
If you look in your bulletin, our opening song is Come Thou Almighty King. Come Thou Almighty King.
He is the only one, our mighty King. Come thou, almighty King, help us thy name to sing. Help us to pray, Father all glorious, o'er all victorious, come and Spirit of holiness on us descend. Come, Holy Comforter, thy sacred witness bear. In this great hour, thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart. And ever of heart, Spirit of heart, to the great one in three, eternal praises be, his evermore, his sovereign majesty, may we
come thou almighty King.
Thank you, Jesus.
God who answers prayer.
Yes, he does.
God who is mighty
yes,
in power.
Yes, he does.
God who cannot fail.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Lord, we thank you. Lord,
yes,
we praise you. Lord, we thank
yes,
you, Lord,
yes.
for your mighty hand. We thank you, Lord, for
yes.
what you have done.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. We thank the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my. I'm looking at that third verse. Come, Holy Comforter.
Yes.
Thy sacred witness bear. In this glad hour, truly, this is a glad hour.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and ne'er from us depart.
Amen.
Spirit of power.
Yes.
Praise our God.
Yes.
Glad to be in the house of God
Amen.
This morning.
Amen.
Glad to have heard the opening prayer
yes.
go up to God's throne.
Amen.
So glad to see PJ come in.
Amen.
And Angela.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
we thank God for
My
his goodness.
God. Yes.
So glad to be in
yes,
the house
yes,
of God
yes.
today.
Mm-hmm.
He just blesses. He just showers us with blessings,
yes.
does he not?
Yes, yes, yes.
He showers us with blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give him glory this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank God. Thank
you,
God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
Praise Amen. God.
Thank you.
Praise Amen. God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, truly. Truly. Thank God.
Thank you.
We give honor to our pastor this morning. We're so glad that God hears. His word said, while you're yet speaking, he would hear.
Yes, he did.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Not that we haven't been speaking all along,
yes,
but we thank God.
Amen.
Amen. For hearing and answering. Again, we give God glory this morning, and it's good to be here, good to be in the house of God.
Yes, it is.
Amen. We wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Amen.
Glad to be among the saints. Our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 15 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Even in the opening song that we sang,
mm-hmm,
said, come thou incarnate word, gird on thy mighty sword.
Amen.
We know the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
Amen.
It said, our prayer attend, and God has already heard our prayer.
Yeah.
Come and thy people bless and give thy word success.
Amen.
Let the word find purchase in hearts.
Amen.
And bear fruit.
Amen.
We know that God's word shall not return unto him void.
Amen.
So we know we're praying that God's word will work in every heart that reads it, every heart that hears it, as it's read and even as it's preached. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20, reading responsively. Amen. Verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?
Amen.
Together. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
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 Thank God.
Amen.
For his precious word.
Amen.
I hear so many people today say, well, it's me. It's my body to do with as I want.
Mm.
It's my life to do with as I want. Not according to the word
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Ye are not your own.
That's right. That's right.
Praise our God. Thank God for his precious
Amen.
Word this morning. We know that it's good for our souls.
Yes, it is.
Amen. At this time, we'll ask and we thank God for the first season of prayer, for the opening
Amen.
Prayer. But we thank God that he gives us the privilege of bringing our requests to him, bringing our petitions to him.
Amen.
And so we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Mr. Carroll.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Say chills just going all over
for
what it's done for me.
Yes.
He said, can we come over and just do this with you? I said, yes.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord for my neighbors. He was my sister, mm-hmm. brother. He was there yesterday.
Amen.
He was listening. He was shaking his
mm-hmm.
head.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pray that the Lord is working.
Amen. Amen.
Friend that I know and have
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We thank you, Sister Carol, for that heartfelt request.
Amen.
She's giving God glory for all that he has done for her. And she says she's so glad to be here this day and how God gave her strength and brought her over the highway to drive to come to the house of God. And how God is continuing to bless her and even her neighbors across the street. She wants us to remember the Jackson family who lives across the street, who came over to visit with her, and she spoke to them about the Lord and giving God the glory, and they asked if they may visit again, and she's just telling them what God, all the goodness that God has done for her and how good God has been to her. And just repeating for those who are on the phone who might not have heard, and to remember her brother who was also there visiting and hearing her give glory to God. And of course, this is not the first time he's heard her talking to him about the goodness of God and how we all need God in our lives, directing us, saving us. And so she's asking prayer for her, all of her family, her unsaved loved ones, all of them, that they would seek the Lord while he may be found. And just continue to pray for Sister Carol. And we thank God for her and her, the stand that she has taken and how she wants to share her, the goodness of God and the love of God with everyone that she speaks to, talks to. And we're praying for all who will be coming to visit with her, relatives, neighbors. She'll remember all of her neighborhood all around and remember souls as well. So we thank God for Sister Carol this day.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Amen. Remember also, remember Brother Robert. He called Brother Maurice yesterday and said that he would not be able to be here today. Something pressing, but he would not be able to be here. So to remember him and his family, much in prayer, and also remember Sister Margie in Zanesville. Mm-hmm. Remember her much in prayer, soul, body, mind, and spirit. We understand that the enemy is trying to do what Jesus warned Peter that he would try to do. He warned Peter that, behold, Satan desires to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But then Jesus told Peter, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not.
Amen.
And once thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. And so we know that Satan is trying to sift us if he can.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're praying one for another that our faith fail not. And so let's remember Sister Margie much in prayer. We know that the enemy will try to even bring discouragement on us. He can't get us to go into sin, sins that we aren't doing. He'll try to bring discouragement and gloominess and try to put a cloud over us. But we're praying for one another, and so let us pray for Sister Margie in a special way and all of the saints in Zanesville as well.
Amen.
Well, he called me yesterday and we had a nice talk and he prayed with me. I remember
Sister Walls. Mm-hmm. Amen. We remember Pastor Walls. Sister Carol says also remember Pastor Walls and Sister Walls in a very special way.
Amen. Sister Blake, I reached out to Michelle, Miss Betty's daughter. Miss Betty is back in the nursing home. Her breathing was COPD, so she's there working with her on that now, but she is doing okay. So I just truly thank the Lord for that. She spoke with me on yesterday, so just continue to remember Miss Betty much in prayer, most of all in her soul, and her children.
Amen.
Sister Blake, I truly want to thank the Lord for his manifold blessings. Continue to remember my friend Rhonda and her family. The house we were praying. I told her that I was going to bring it to the saints of God. I didn't share with everybody, but I let them know that we were going to bring. She's been asking me to pray for her because she's fighting for her life. She hasn't said what it is, but she said, you know, we're going to be moving back to Columbus. We just put the house up for sale. And I said, well, I will let the saints know and pray for a quick sale. And that was on, I believe it was Tuesday or Monday. And Tuesday, she let me know the house went into contract. So I thank the Lord for
thank
that.
God.
The Lord blessed. And so trusting that that'll sell quickly so they can get back here and maybe I can meet with her or something and figure out what it is. But just remember her much in prayer. Also remember the McCauley family. I did see the one daughter at the store today, and she's doing real good. She's up after her surgery and everything. So I saw her at the store this morning. So remember her. Remember Sister Webb and her family, Sister India. Remember her.
Yeah.
And likewise, remember Sister Avery. She's been texting me after the morning messages. So remember her much in prayer.
Amen.
Remember my aunt Sylvia, likewise, and my cousin. And Sister Toya, remember her. She's doing much better, but she still needs our prayer. She's not out of the woods at all.
Mm-hmm.
And remember Sister Isabella. She is declining quickly. She's to come out of the nurse, come out of the hospital and go into a nursing home on Wednesday. And please remember Brother Scott. Mr. Fran's concerned about him.
Yeah.
He's really taken it over.
Yeah.
So remember him. She said he's tired.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I thank you for your prayers that have my family and my children.
Amen. Amen. Sister Maria, to remember their family, remember the Belton family and their transportation, their truck that was supposed to be fixed is that doesn't want to act like it's fixed. So we remember them much in prayer because, as you said, that's their family vehicle. And so, you know, God is able. We pray about everything. And God is able to bless. And so we pray that the Lord will open up, reveal what the problem is with it. And that they won't be stranded anywhere. Amen. Because, you know, you don't want to drive somewhere in your vehicle and then go to come out and then we won't start. So we thank God that it didn't start, but it was at home when it didn't. So we thank God for that. We give, you know, all things, we're giving thanks to God, and we pray that God will reveal and make a way, amen, to get that taken care of. He's answered our other prayers, so this one is another that he has promised to answer. So we remember you much in prayer. Amen. Sister Smith.
Thank you, Lord, I've done here. But so you know, you see TV and everybody's up in the world, but nobody thinks about your faith. And most of all, you need the children. I hear only that one person is out there. But all around the world that knows the word of God, they don't realize God has known them except they're pushing them with the children and they're the sons of the Lord. But most of all, that human being is not enlightened and driven by the word of God. And remember, Sister Houston, she had a man in her hand twice, and they touched her down the spot.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Smith. Amen. Sister Smith's request for the souls of the world, that she wants to pray that God will bless her to be an encouragement and be a light to those that she comes in contact with. And as she said, there's so many they're lost and undone in this world, seemingly going around not even caring about their souls. And so we remember Sister Smith's request, remember her loved ones. Well, first, as she always requests, remember the children of the world. We're thankful for the young people and children who are here. And we pray God's protection upon our children. They're vulnerable to this evil in this day and time. And so we pray for our children that God would bless and protect them, be with them. And for those who are coming in Sunday school, hearing the word of God, hearing the truth of God's word being preached, we pray that the seeds will be planted in their hearts, even as it was planted for many of us when we were young and we came and we heard, and it did not depart from us, that word, that seed that was planted there. And also remember Sister Smith's sister, Fifi, who had a spot was found on the mammogram. And so we pray for her. We've been praying for her. We're praying for her body and soul. And we're praying that Sister Smith will be able to be a help and also a light to help her think about her soul. Sometimes people don't think about it until something comes up like this. So we're praying for Sister Smith's sister, Fifi, and all of Sister Smith's family as well, daughter and children and grandchildren as well. Let's remember our pastor. As the Lord has given the word to bring to us. Are there other requests? Brother Byron.
Thank you for your prayers always for me and my family. Continue to remember my wife. She's going to be traveling down to Madeline in preparation. And I'm supposed to, in June, I think, maybe, to meet her father-in-law, his dad. So just keep light in your prayers. Excuse me. And just, you know, and I did get a doctor's report, as I told you that I was going to do. Thank the Lord that he said all is well.
Amen.
Right.
This coming September will be 5 years.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
He said after 5 years, but he hesitated, and then he, I said, "Where are you going to leave me?" He said, maybe not. And you know, and I sat there and I kind of listened. Looked at him and watched him. He was rolling his hands a little bit and stuff. And I said, "Well, Doc," I said, "I know you don't always get good reports." And he said, "No, we don't." He said, "You're a breath of fresh air."
Lord bless.
Well,
praise God.
Healthy, in your right mind.
Yes.
So a lot of people go through it, but they fall. Is your success story for what I see coming in here? Because it is not always great.
Amen.
So, I'm going to keep going for a little while and just see. If I can do that, I can still monitor the numbers.
Amen.
Well,
bless
God.
Amen.
I did meet a lady in the lobby. She said she started her cancer in 2019, which is the same time I did. And but she's still fighting.
Yes.
And I sort of keep that.
Yes. Yes.
They took her off chemo, but they still have her on chemo kit.
Mm-hmm.
So So, you know, I've been, you know, the Lord blessed me to be strong for 5 years, and she's still back.
Right.
So
my God.
Just keep the...
thank the Lord.
...that center.
Yeah.
You know,
amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You too.
Amen. And perhaps, as you said, the doctor kept wringing his hands, what saying he wanted to maybe keep you on, and you know that your, as he said, he's to him you're a success story, but to you you're a divine blessing. You're a witness.
Amen.
And perhaps, as you told him, you didn't, if he wanted to keep you on that spot, maybe this will help his faith. Maybe this will help him to believe. And so we thank God for you, and because you're a manifestation of the power of God. Amen. And so we praise God for the good report that you received, and we know that you've had your hand in God's hand the whole way through. Amen. So we thank God for what he has done for you. Amen. Just giving glory. Glory. And how he's using you. God wasn't finished with you.
Amen.
At that time. And when we look at how God is using you, who is glory, and how at the word is being brought on food pantry, and how the word is being brought every Wednesday night for Bible study, and we're all able to be blessed by Wednesday night, and those who are able to be here on that Saturday, and those who are not able, I'm sure, are at home praying on Saturday mornings for that the word will go forth and that some soul will hear the truth. And so God is getting the glory from all of that. And so we see God will have mercy on whom he will have mercy, mm-hmm. and use it to his glory. And we thank God for you. Again, you're an example of divine healing, and we thank God for that. Amen. And also, probably Brother Byron said, to continue to remember his family, mm-hmm. That his companion will be traveling to Georgia to be with Madeline in preparation for the upcoming nuptials. And so we pray that God will keep her safe. And also Brother Byron will be going in June. And so we pray that God will keep him safe also. Just as Brother Byron says, we're praying for flights. Amen. And we know God's able to keep you. Sister India, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say, just to not hold with me, and I just want to say, I thank the Lord and Jesus Christ for saving us.
Amen.
For being there with us every step of the way.
Amen.
I know that
thank the Lord.
But I thank God. Not saying I'm looking back, but I can remember that.
Amen. Amen.
This day, as I was caring and I'm raising my 7-year-old daughter, it was a blessing to get ready and say, not discrediting that Easter Bunny and Easter basket, but it was a blessing to let my daughter know. It's not about the chocolate egg.
Right.
I'm going to show you the truth and what it really is.
Amen.
So I just thank God for that.
Amen.
And I just thank the church, because if it was for the church, where would we run to?
Amen.
Because when it's all said and done, every head is bowed, every tongue will roll.
More
that's in the Bible. And I just want to say I love you and happy Resurrection Day.
Lord bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Glad to see you, Sister India.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Glad to see you, Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Our general requests.
Amen.
Amen. Good to see you, Brother Tony. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Millicent if you would.
Yes, Father.
take us to the throne of grace, remembering the
In your bulletin, you have a song, At the Cross of Jesus Bowing. We'll just sing verse 1 and 2 and then the chorus. At the Cross of Jesus Bowing. At the cross of Jesus bowing here, I find the sacred tree from a world of care and trouble in his presence calm and sweet. My blessings o'er, here I drink from life's pure fountain drink until I thirst no more. Sweet stillness of heaven around me I feel, while
Amen.
Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you for your manifold blessings.
Amen.
Thanking you for your grace, your strength, your kindness and mercies, dear God, in which you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. Lord, Father, to see this a new day, dear Father, and to bring us to even this hour of this day, we say thank you, dear God. Father, there are many, dear God, as it's been said, who laid down last night but did not arise this morning, dear Father. And we ask that you remember those families that are in bereavement, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, you know and you see, dear Father. As far as we know, our loved ones have arisen, dear God. But Father, we never know, dear God, when someone may call and say that our loved one has passed away. So, Father, we ask this morning that you remember those. So much death is on hand, dear Heavenly Father. We hear throughout the week, dear Father, the shots, dear Father, and people walking up to people's cars and killing people, dear Father, for no reason, dear God. Don't even know the people, dear God, and walking in stores and in banks, dear Father, and stabbing and shooting people, dear Father, for no apparent reason because of the hate. But, Lord, we ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would get a hold of those hearts, dear God, that they would seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear God. Because if they don't, dear Heavenly Father, where they will spend eternity will not be with thee. It would be hell bound, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to hearts this morning. Be with us, dear Father, as we've gathered this morning here in the house of God. Father, to worship thee, dear Father, to glorify thy precious name, dear God, to hear your precious word, dear Father, to eat upon it, dear Father, that it be food for our souls, dear Heavenly Father, that we continue to grow thereby. And those that know thee not, dear Father, that are under the sound of my voice, dear Father, that they seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear Father. Help them to step out, dear Heavenly Father, and to know, dear God, that you, dear Father, are their Savior, Father, and can save them to the uttermost, that they can walk with thee, dear Father, and to be under that sheltering wing, dear Father, if something were to happen, dear God, because we know not where, dear God. So many things are happening even in our schools, dear Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus your protection even upon our children as they go to and fro. Many have been out on spring break. Some are on spring break even this week, dear Heavenly Father. Some have already went back. But, Father, we're asking your hand of mercy upon each and every one of them. Father, bless them and keep them, dear Father. Remember those that are flying in the air, dear Father, over the highways, byways, airways, railways, and seaways, dear Father. We ask your protection. Even as we walk, dear Father, we thank you for our footing, dear God, because many times some of us have been walking, dear God, and found ourselves, before we knew it, we were down on the ground, dear Father, not knowing how we got there. But, Father, we thank you, dear Father, you allowed us to get up, dear Father, and we say thank you, dear God. We need our legs, dear Father, and our feet
dear Father, to walk upon. So, Father, we ask that you would bless, dear Father, thinking of Sister Ferris Day, dear God, and, Father, the falls she's had here lately, dear God, and she said she didn't even know, dear Father, she had blacked out, dear God. But, Father, we thank you that she was at home, in her home, and not outside somewhere, dear God, or even driving to work, dear Heavenly Father. You have blessed her and kept her. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to watch over this sister, this child of yours, that you give her the strength she stands in need of, dear Father. Lord, I know she said the doctors have been monitoring. I believe it's her heart, dear Father, something she had to wear. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless her and keep her, Lord, Father. Let her know the saints are calling her name out, dear Father, Lord God, because we don't know what it is, dear Father, but we know you already know what it, you knew what it was before it started happening to her, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would help her to keep her hand in thine hand, dear God, and trust in thee as she walks with thee, dear God, we pray. Now, Father, we ask that you remember others, dear Father, that are in radio land, dear God. And, Father, we ask that you remember your children that are out there, dear God, listening in, dear Heavenly Father, that are able to be in service, dear Father, in the building, dear God. But, Father, that are online, dear God, we ask that you be with them, dear Father. Watch over and protect them. Give them the strength and grace in which they stand in need of, Father. Remember Sister Saunders, dear God, as you're bringing her to my mind, dear God. We ask that you would bless her. Watch over and protect her, dear Father. Give her the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Remember her companion, dear Father, and her children, dear God, we pray. Father, her grands and great-grands, if she has any, dear Father, we ask that you would bless according to your will, dear God. We thank you for Sister Saunders and just ask that you would keep her lifted up, dear Father, looking up to thee from whence comest her help. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just bless her. Remember Sister Teresa and Sister Amy, dear God, by her side. We ask that you continue to remember them, dear Father, in a mighty way. Lead, guide, and protect them all, dear God. Remember Sister Malvinia, dear God, as you're bringing her to my mind, Father. Remember her, dear God. You know what she stands in need of. Lead, guide, and protect her likewise, dear Father. We pray and we ask in the name of Jesus. Father, it's good to hear from her from time to time, dear God, and know that she's still standing for thee. So, Father, we ask that you would just bless her in a mighty way. Father, give her the strength she stands in need. I remember all of those on the sick and shut-in list, dear Father. All are not sick. Some are just shut in and cannot get out, dear Father. But, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you remember them all, dear Father. You know all about each and every one of them, be it sickness or not, dear Father. We ask that you would bless in a mighty way, dear Father. Remember Tressie, dear Father. I ask that you continue to speak to her soul, dear God. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you remember her, dear Father. She's in a home, dear Father, a facility, dear God. And they said she'll be there. She was telling me she'll be there until, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you would remember her in a mighty way, dear God. Speak to her soul that she seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, remember her family likewise, those that know thee not also, dear God. We ask that you would be with them, dear Father, but speak to their souls that they seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear God. Father, we ask that you remember others, dear Father, Mr. Lauderdale, dear God, in a mighty way. Father, I think of him, dear Father, and just ask that you be with him, watch over and protect him. You know all about him, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Regina, who's not with us this morning, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would touch upon her body, dear God. Father, you know all about it and what she stands in need of, dear Father. Lord God, what it is that has afflicted her body. Excuse me, Father, we just ask that you bless her. Let her know that the saints are praying for her, dear God. I pray that she's online, dear Father. She's supposed to call her this morning. So, Father, we ask that you would just bless her. Watch over and protect her, dear Father. Give her what she stands in need of, dear God. Likewise, remember Deborah, dear Father. Her daughter, Deborah, goes in this coming Friday for her surgery on her knee. Father, we ask that you would be with her. Watch over and protect her, dear God. Father, let her know, dear Father, the saints are praying for her, dear God. When I reached out to her, I told her we would be praying, and she said she knew we would be, and she was thankful, dear Father, for that. But, Lord God, most of all, we ask that you speak to her soul, that she seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Yeah. Father, you know and you see, dear God. It's one thing to know that the saints are praying for you, dear God, but it's another to know that we can pray ourselves and reach heaven, dear God. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember Deborah, remember Antonio, remember her daughters, Erica and Shanice, in a mighty way. Father, you know the condition of their lives, dear Father. We just ask that you would bless them, not only them, but others, dear Father, that are in these conditions. We ask that you would have thine own divine way. Speak to hearts, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Father, that you'd have thine own divine way. Father, remember Sister Carol, dear Father. You heard her request this morning. Father, we thank you for and all that you've done for, dear God. Oh, my God, what a ray of sunshine, dear Father, when we see her, dear God. And she gives her request. She looks so beautiful this morning, dear Father. Her face just looks so clear looking, dear Father. And just ask that you continue to be with her. Bless her and strengthen her, dear God. All her loved ones that have been coming in and visiting her throughout the weeks and the weekends, dear God. Father, I just pray that they not taxi her, dear Father. I was praying that the other day, but I thank you, dear God, because you've given her the strength, dear Father, to be with them, dear Father, and to talk to them about thee, their soul, their lost souls, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless her, lead her, guide her, and protect her, Father. Remember Cousin Frank, dear Father, her brother, in a mighty way, dear God. Speak to his soul that he seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Likewise, his wife, Cousin Minnie, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus and their children, Father, that they'd seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Time is winding up. The song says tomorrow, dear Father, but Lord God, we don't know the rest of what the rest of today even holds for us. So, Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to hearts, dear God. Lead, guide, and protect us all, dear Father. Make us a way out of no way. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father, remember our children as they go to and fro to school. They didn't raise their hand, dear Father, but we pray for them, dear God, asking, dear God, your protection upon them. Not only our children, but all children, dear God. It takes a village, dear Father, to raise them. So, Father, we're asking, dear Father, that you help us all, dear God. Continue to remember these children as they go to and fro to school, riding on the bus, dear Father. Lord, some drive themselves and some walk, dear Father, and some ride with friends, dear God. Some parents take children in. Some are learning how to drive, dear God. We're just asking your protection upon them, dear God, as they go, dear Father, each and every day, dear Father. None of us ever want to get a call, dear Father, that there's a shooting at the school, and let alone that your loved one was hit, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus your protection upon our children as they go, each and every one, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. Remember those, dear Father, that are flying, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother DeAndre and his job, dear Father. We ask that you would bless him and watch over and protect him, dear God. From time to time, he has to fly in and out of town. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you watch over and protect him. Be with him even in the airport, dear Father. Many things even happen there with crowds of people, dear Father. So we just ask that you would bless him. Watch over and protect him, dear Father, as he's working, dear Father, for thee, dear God. And he's also working for his family, dear Father, to take care of them. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless. Remember his family down in Georgia, dear Father. We ask that you be with them. Watch over and protect them, dear Father. Give them what they stand in need of, dear God. Remember his mother, dear Father. I'm not sure what was up with her, dear Father, but you know all about her and her body. Father, we ask that you would touch her. Lead, guide, and protect her, dear Father. We pray likewise his siblings, dear Father. Give them what they stand in need of. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father, remember Sister Maria, too, dear Father, as she's on her job, dear Father, still, I believe, in training. So, Father, we ask that you be with her as she travels over the roadways, dear God. Father, she put in a request about their vehicle, dear God. You know all about it. Father, and what it is that's troubling it, dear Father, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless. We thank you, dear Father, that they weren't on the road with it, dear Father. It was in the driveway, dear Father, when it wouldn't start, dear God. So, Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would bless. They'd be able to get it checked out, dear Father, and fixed, dear Father, to find out what it is, dear God. Father, no one wants to be stranded on the roadway, dear God, let alone with children, little children, dear Father. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you be with them, dear Father. Remember the Belton family, dear God, and Belton crew, as she calls it, dear Father. So we ask that you would bless them, Lord. Lead, guide, and protect them, dear Father. Give them what they stand in need of, dear Father. We thank you for them, dear Father, and just ask that you would bless according to your will. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Brother Tony, dear God. Didn't hear a request? But, Father, you know what he stands in need of, dear Father. We ask that you be with him. Watch over and protect him, Father. Give him the grace and strength in which he stands in need of, dear Father, we pray. We thank you for what he does and helps doing here in your house, dear God. Father, we just ask that you would bless according to your precious will and glory. Father, remember Brother Lavester Jackson. Lord, you know all about him, dear God. Didn't hear a request, dear Father, but you know he normally puts in one for his son and his children, dear Father, that they seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, we ask that you help him to continue to always be an example before them. Father, an example before William, dear Father, there in the home. Just been praying, dear Father, that William would seek, dear Father, to come out to the house of God, to hear your precious word, dear Father. Lord God, that he can hear it himself, dear Father, with his own ears in which you've given him to hear. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just bless this young man in a mighty way. Speak to his heart, dear Father. Let him know that the saints are still praying for him, dear God.
We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless. Continue to give Brother Jackson the strength he stands in need of, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for seeing PJ out this morning, dear God. Ask that you would be with him, Father. Watch over and protect him. Let him know the saints are praying and we love him, dear Heavenly Father. And little Angela, dear God. So good to see my little niece here this morning, dear God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless her, Father. Oh, this beautiful little girl, 6 years old, almost seven, dear God. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just bless her, Father. Lead, guide, and protect her. Make her a blessing, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Smith. You heard her request, dear Father, for the children, for her sister, dear God, Fifi, dear God. We ask that you would speak to Fifi's heart, dear God, that she seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, none of us know what's going on inside our bodies, dear God, until we have an ache or a pain or something, dear God, and we go in to find out about it, dear Father, because it hadn't gone away. And, Father, we just don't know, dear Father, sometimes what could be told to us by a doctor, dear God, but we just ask in the name of Jesus that you remember Fifi in a mighty way, dear God. Let her know the saints are praying for her, dear Father, but she needs to seek thee, dear Father, for her life, dear God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Likewise, remember the children, dear Father, Sister Smith's grands and great-grands, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus you remember them, dear God. They grew up and came right here to church, dear Father. Sister Smith used to bring them. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you would speak to their souls. They would seek thee likewise before it's everlasting too late. Remember Sister India and little Infinity, dear Father. We thank you for seeing them out this morning. Ask that you would bless their Father. Thank you for her testimony this morning. Amen. Father, we pray and ask in the name of Jesus that you remember this young convert, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of. Keep her on the road looking up to thee, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, as she says, she wasn't looking back to go back, dear Father, the Lord, but you allowed her to have a memory to know where you brought her from. Likewise, all of us, dear Father, you allowed us to have a memory to know where you brought us from, dear Heavenly Father, not looking to go back, but thanking you you've got us thus far, dear God, and that we're going to run on to see what the end is going to be. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you give her the strength she stands in need of, dear God. Lead, guide, and protect her as she cares for her daughter. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just bless. Remember Sister Lillian. Father, we ask that you be with her, dear God. You know what she stands in need of. Father, we ask that you give her the strength she stands in need of in her body, dear God. Lead, guide, and protect her, dear Father. It's always so good to hear her voice, dear God. Strong, dear Heavenly Father, on Wednesday nights, dear God, when she speaks out, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you be with her, Father. Watch over and protect her. Bless her, we ask, in the name of Jesus, dear God. We ask and we just pray, dear Father. Remember Brother Maurice. Father, you know what he too stands in need of. Father, we thank you for him, dear God, and all that you allow him to do, Father, here in your house, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you watch over and protect him, dear God. Didn't get a request from him, but Father, you know what might be on his heart, dear Father. We ask that you bless. Father, I know his mother, dear Father, and his aunt and them, dear Father, his family down in down south, dear Father. We ask that you remember them in a mighty way, that they reach out and get their lives right with thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you be with him and Sister Blake as they're preparing Lord's will, dear Father, to go visit his mother in May. Father, that time is getting close, dear Father, because Lord's will upon tomorrow would be the first of April, another month coming in. So, Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless them, dear Father, as they're looking to thee, dear Father, for preparations, dear Father, to travel down to see his mother and mother-in-law, dear God. Father, we just ask that you would bless them in a mighty way, dear God. Give them safe travels, dear Father, and a beautiful reunion with her, dear God, once again. Father, we just ask that you would bless her and keep her, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Melita. Father, you know what she too stands in need of. Didn't hear a request from her, but Father, you know what she stands in need of, dear Father. Be with her, dear God, in her home. As she continues, dear Father, to walk before you, to be perfect, dear Father. Lord God, speak to her husband and her daughter's lives, dear Father, their hearts, dear God. They seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear God. Time is winding up. And Father, as I said, none of us know, dear Father, the end of our time. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless. Remember Matthew and Haley and Grant, dear Father, and London and Olivia, dear God, in a mighty way, dear Father. Love these children, dear God. But, Father, we know you love them more, dear Father, and you want to see their hearts right with thee, dear Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to their hearts, dear God, as they sit there this morning, dear God. Open their ears to listen, dear Father. Help them, dear Father, with the sleepiness, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that they be awake and attentive, dear Father, for be your will. Help them, dear Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just bless, lead, guide, and protect, dear Father. Remember Brother Robert, dear God. Heard he wouldn't be here this day, dear Father, but you know all about it. Father, we ask that you watch over and protect Brother Robert in a mighty way, helping to continue to fight on this good fight of faith, dear Father. Lord God, as he and I spoke one Sunday or one Saturday, dear Father, in here in the house, Father, he said he was going to fight on, dear Father. He's not looking back. He's not looking to go back, dear Father. He's going to be right here, he said, and to continue to run on for thee, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you remember Brother Robert in a mighty way, dear Father. Give him what he stands in need of, dear God, we pray. Continue to remember his children, dear Father. Remember, I believe it's Micah who had the surgery, dear Father. We ask that you be with her, dear God. Watch over and protect her. Give her the strength she stands in need of, dear Father, and her healing. Father, likewise, his wife Rose, dear God, and his other two daughters, dear Father, Janae and can't think of the other one's name, dear Father, but you know, dear Father. Ask that you would just bless, dear Father. Watch over and protect them, dear Father. Give them what they each stand in need of, dear God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you remember Brother Byron, dear God. You know it and see what he stands in need of, Father. We thank you for the report, dear God, from the doctors, dear Father. But Lord God, most of all, the report you've given him, Father, because he's running on for thee, dear God. No matter what may come or go, dear Father, he said he's standing for thee. And Father, we thank you, dear Father. We thank you for all that you've done for him and how you've blessed him, dear Father. He looks well in his body, dear God. And we just say thank you, dear Father. We thank you for what you've done and are going to do for him. Ask that you continue to be with him even on Wednesdays, dear Father. His studies throughout the week, dear Father, preparing, dear Father, to give us a lesson, dear Father. And Lord God, even on the food pantry Saturdays, dear Father, you give him another lesson, dear God, to give to us. And we say thank you, dear Father, for these lessons, dear God, on the truth of your precious word, dear Father. So Lord, we ask that you continue to bless him, strengthen him, dear Father. Remember all of those, dear Father, as he's asked, that go in and out of those clinics, dear Father, of cancer, dear God, and other diseases, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you be with those people. Likewise, the lady he spoke with, dear Father, still is fighting, dear Father, this cancer after 5 years. And Father, we just ask that you bless her, dear Father. Watch over and protect her. You've been with him, dear Father, and September will be 5 years for him. And you've cleared and cleaned his body, dear God, and we say thank you. And Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you bless, Father. Remember the doctors, dear Father, as they're stunned, dear Heavenly Father. We're not stunned, dear God, because we know you. We know who the healer is, dear Father. It's not man's hands. It's not the pills, dear Father. You let things work in our bodies. But if it wasn't for you, dear God, we wouldn't be healed. We wouldn't be touched from the different things that affect our bodies. So, Father, we thank you, dear God, and ask that you continue to bless him. Robert, his wife Judy, dear God, as she's preparing to fly out here in another week or so, dear Father, we ask that you be with her, dear God. Watch over and protect her, dear God. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Brother Byron. He's due to fly out, I believe, in June, he said. Father, we ask that you would bless preparations, dear Father, getting ready and things to do, dear Father, and meeting the family that will be connected to, dear Father, through Kendall, dear God. So we just ask that you would bless, dear Father, this meeting with the fathers, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would have thine own divine way. Go before him, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just bless, lead, guide, and protect. Not forgetting to say thank you for Sister Smith bringing her through her cancer, dear God. And Father, we just ask you to continue to be with her, Father. Watch over and protect her. Father, you know and you see all about Sister Smith. And we say thank you to see her shining face, her beautiful smile each time, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just bless her and strengthen her. Give her what she stands in need of, dear Father, we pray. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Chanel and Brother Brandon, dear God, in a mighty way. Thank you, dear Father, for seeing them out this morning. Ask that you continue to be with them as they're here with their family, dear God. Lauren and little Braylon, dear God, we ask that you continue to be with them, Father. Watch over and protect them. Father, as they're growing, dear Heavenly Father, little Koei, he sees growing. Father, we ask that you would bless our babies, dear God. So I was sharing with Sister Melita, dear God, we don't have to teach them how to crawl, and we don't have to teach them how to talk, dear God.
at certain stages of their little lives, dear Father, as they go, dear Father, you began to show them what they can begin to do, dear Father, as I was watching them crawl, dear Heavenly Father, and I stood there, it just brought joy to my heart, dear Father, to see them crawling, dear Father, and now trying to walk, dear Father, hanging on to the bench and pulling themselves up and taking steps on the floor, dear God. Father, this is all you. As we begin to see these little lives change before our eyes, dear Father, Lord, that they had to be held all the time, dear God. Now they're mobile, dear Father, able to crawl, dear Father, and getting along quickly, dear Heavenly Father, not slowly but quickly they can get across the floors. So, Father, we ask that you continue to be with them, dear Father, as they grow. And we thank you for all that you've done for little Lauren, dear God. And Lord's will upon tomorrow, dear Father, she'll be 5 years old. Father, we just say thank you, dear Father, because we can look back and see this little miracle that you brought to us, dear Father. You brought in the world, dear Father. Lord, around 1 pound and 5 ounces or something like that, Lord God. And Father, now she's up and moving, and she's in school and running and playing and doing all the little things you allow her little body to do. We say thank you, dear Father. You've brought her a mighty long way, dear God, and we know her parents are so thankful, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you would bless her, dear Father, as she goes, dear Father, each and every day. And now she'll be helping her little brother along and teaching him things, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you would just bless them. Lead, guide, and protect them, dear Father, we pray. Father, remember Sister Lawrence Seen, dear God. You know what she stands in need of. Thank you for all that you've done for her and how you've touched upon her body. Father, you know all about that hand, dear Father, and she says she's still going on. She's able to use it a little bit more each and every week, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you bless her. Keep her, Father. Strengthen her in her body, dear Father. Give her what she stands in need of. We pray in the name of Jesus. Protect her in her home, dear Father, we pray. Likewise, remember Sister Blake, dear Father. Give her what she too stands in need of. Bless her and keep her, Father. We thank you, dear Father, for all that you've given her to do. Father, those extra things that she steps up and helps out and does, dear God, we say thank you, dear Father, from the depths of our hearts. Father, and she reaches out, and before she just goes and does, she reaches out to the party that's in that area, dear Father. Before she just does, dear Father, and she lets them know and to check, dear Father, if this is okay. And Father, we say thank you for what she's done, dear God. She's been a help to all of us, dear Father. We just ask that you remember Sister Blake. Give her what she stands in need of. Touch her in her body, dear God. Continue to touch her in that arm, dear Father, that shoulder, dear Father, as she needs the strength, dear Father, as different things come up with the food pantry and all, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for all that you give her and allow her to do, dear Father, in her body. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember Miss Betty. Father, we thank you, dear God, and just ask that you would continue to touch her and heal her in her body. You know all about the COPD that she has within, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you be with her. Speak to her soul, dear Father. Likewise, her children, dear God. Father, one day we'll be able to see them walk into this church, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you speak the hearts of God. They seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, we know it's coming up on, I believe it's 2 years, if not 3 years, of the death of her grandchildren, dear Father, from the house fire. And Lord, we just ask that you strengthen them. Give them what they stand in need of, dear Father, I pray. When I spoke with Miss Betty when I was out visiting her one day, she told me they're always on her mind, dear Father. So, Lord, we just ask that you bless them, strengthen them, dear God. Father, this is something she'll never get off of her mind, dear Father. Lord God, the love of those babies, dear Father, we just say thank you for allowing us to have the time that we knew them, dear Father, and to hug their little necks, dear Father, and to see the joy, dear Father, when they came in the church. We ask that you would just bless their Father. Remember their families. Remember their parents, dear Father, we pray. Father, we also ask that you remember Minister Jenkins. Father, as she stands before us this morning, we ask that you help us, dear Father, to sit with open hearts and open minds, dear Father, to receive your precious word, dear Father, to receive it, take it in, dear Father, eat upon it, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, as she feeds your people, as you fed her, now she will feed your people. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless her. Give her the strength she needs in her feet, her legs, dear Father, that arm, dear Father, her shoulder. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would just be with her. Touch her in her eyes, dear Father, that she'd be able to see your word. We ask, dear Father, that you would bless, lead, guide, and protect, dear Father. Not forgetting Sister Holmes. We ask that you be with her. You heard her request and her thanksgiving, dear God. We ask that you be with her, bless her, and keep her, Father. Make her a way out of no way. Thank you for her children who prepare and get her ready for services, dear Father. We thank you for all that they do for her, dear God, for the services of thee. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, remember other visitors that may come in this day, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, not forgetting Brother Reggie at the door. Father, be with him. Watch over and protect him, dear Father. Give him the strength he stands in need of. And our police officer in the parking lot. Father, we ask that you would bless according to your will. Lead, guide, and direct us all, Father. Make us a blessing. If there be any, I fail to remember the air of the head and not of the heart. I pray and I ask these and all blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank God. Lord. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for prayer. I stand before you to offer prayer before we bring our tithes and offerings into God's storehouse. This is the fifth Sunday of the month, and so the special offering for today is for missions. And as we file by, we may place that special offering into the center plate. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you are to us. Lord, not just what you have given us, but Lord, what you are.
Amen.
You are God. Lord, beside you, there is no other. Lord, you are the God of our salvation. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have given to us, Lord. That which there's not enough money to buy, dear God, the great gift that you have given to us. So, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for all that you have done for us, for your great gifts to us. Lord, we pray, dear God, as we obey your word, dear God, and bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse on the first day of the week. We pray, Lord, that you would receive these tithes and offerings, dear God. Lord, that you would use them to your glory and honor. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us wisdom, dear God. Make us good stewards, dear Father, Lord, that we might know, Lord, what must be done, dear God, that your name would be glorified in all. Lord, that the needs, Lord, that you place on our hearts, dear God, those the needs, Lord, of the saints, and even those outside the ark of safety may be met according to your divine will. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply these tithes and offerings as only you can.
Amen.
Lord, we know, Lord, that you can make them go so much farther, Lord, than our little finite minds could even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you've proven it to be so, dear God, and we thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what we know, dear God, that you're able to do. Lord, according to our faith, Lord, we know, Lord, that it will be unto us. And so we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still. In all of life, ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as all my life was wrecked by sin and strife. His heart filled my heart with pain. Jesus wept across the broken streams, steered the storming course again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing,
keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath his sheltering wings, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
What's his name?
Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen. The Word of God tells us neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, how sweet the name.
Yes.
Praise our God. We thank God for the service thus far. We thank God for song service, for prayer. And we're going to ask to stand for just a brief moment that we may again take, lift our voices unto the Lord, ask his anointing to be on his word as it goes forth. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, dear Father, because, Lord, we need you, dear God, in this side of the service. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing would be on the one who will preach the word, the servant, your servant who will preach the word. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing on your servants who will hear and receive your word, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that it would be a blessing to each and every one of us, dear God. Lord, that you might receive the praise and glory. Lord, that your name will be magnified. Lord, that we will be strengthened, dear God, in your word and anchored in your word. And Lord, if there are any who are listening by phone or however they might be hearing this word, dear God, Lord, if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that they would receive it seriously, dear God, and sincerely in their hearts, dear Father, for it will bring about a change, dear God, in their lives from now throughout all eternity. Bless and have your way, Lord. It be glorified, dear Father, in everything that is said and done. And bless our pastor, dear God, that she may give her utterance, dear God, in the power of the Spirit, dear Lord, to bring your word forth, dear God. And give us, dear God, clarity of understanding, Lord, to receive it all that we may obey it. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our pastor, Danae Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory to God and Sister Blake, thank God for you and God for the beautiful prayer, giving honor to Minister McElroy and him and his family is now with us. And we thank God for that and thank God for him and looking forward to one day hearing from him. Amen? Amen. God's able. I know, saints, that the time is well spent, but just allow the Lord just some time, a little bit of time. Amen? I know we have a long day ahead of us, but that's all right. We had testimonies this morning. We had to hear those beautiful testimonies, and We don't ever want to rush God, because if we were at a football or basketball game, we'd sit the whole time. Amen? Amen. No matter if it went into overtime, double overtime, triple overtime, we'd still be sitting right there rooting that team right on. So let's root on for Jesus, but we'll be cognizant of the fact that we, you know, we can't sit that long, and we have the children. We understand that. But I say to you, even with those with their little children, we thank God for you being here. Don't ever feel bad if the children scream out. If you need to go downstairs, go ahead. We have full kitchen downstairs. Bring what you need. Amen. Amen. But we'll be mindful of that. Give the Lord just a little time. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord bless. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15 through 20. I trust you have your Bibles with you. And we thank God for each and every one being here today. And thank God for the beautiful prayers that were rendered. And thank God for the Sunday school lesson this morning. And just thank God for each and every one of the saints of God. And it was good, as it's been said, to see PJ. And I believe he's downstairs. And thank God for that. And seeing little Angela with him, too. And thank God. And thank God for all of our children. Thank God for blessing. We would like to go back to verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 6 to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. As you know, we've been in this series, United with Christ. We are at part 11 of this series, and I know after today we're still going to be a little bit more because due to time, but that's all right, because it takes a lot to know why we're united with Christ. It takes a lot to know that being united with Christ means that there's a way that God is expecting his people to live and to do things in this life. Because, see, God never left us alone. When Jesus Christ went back to be with his Father, he didn't leave us alone. God gave us the Comforter, amen, to guide us into all truth. And we thank God that being united with Christ, we are one spirit, the Word of God says. So as the Lord leads, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, United with Christ Jesus. As we left off last Lord's Day, we were saying that we need to take care, that we guard ourselves against slothfulness. We cannot allow ourselves to drift away from the things that we have been taught in the Word of God. We read in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and the 14th verse, where Paul was encouraging Timothy to be steadfast in the teachings that he had received. He told him these words. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Paul wanted young Timothy to persevere in the things that Timothy had learned. He wanted him to continue to hold fast to those things. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. You see, saints of God, when you hear the word of God from a minister of God, when you hear the word of God from someone who is led by Almighty God, you're to continue in those words. You're to hold fast to the things that you have been taught. You see, God's word is inspired by him. That's what the Bible is all about. Because he went on in that scripture, he said, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. That's what it's all about, saints. That's what the plan of salvation is all about. It's about saving souls so that souls will be able to be right with Almighty God. We thank God for his word. Do we believe in this Bible? Do we believe in the Christ of the Bible? Do we believe in the great plan of salvation that's been revealed to us in the Word of God? Amen. And if so, then we are being urged through the Word of God to pay close attention to what we've heard so we do not find ourselves drifting away from truth. We do not find ourselves drifting like we're seeing others in the world today. We do not find ourselves questioning whether God is real. Paul said in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter in verse 1, these words. He said, therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Saints of God, this is a warning to us. We've got to give heed to the things that we've heard. He said, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? See, we're not going to be escaped because we've heard the word of God. We've heard the word of truth. He said, "Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will." You see, we are being reminded to remain steadfast in our faith. Reminded that we are to understand God's message to us. We are to make sure that we don't allow these truths to slip away from us at this point in our lives, saints of God. You see, if we neglect this salvation that we're in right now, it would be a grave mistake for all of us. Many of us are too near home to turn back. You know, the short end of our lives, most of us are ahead of us. Our young people are still going up, but I'll say about me, the short end of my life is ahead of me. I'm 63 years old. I don't know how much more longer the Lord's going to allow me to live. I'm trusting he'll allow me to live years from now. But the short end of my life is ahead. The long is behind me. And for me to turn around right now, it would be a mistake on my part. For me to turn around right now, I know that I would not make it into the kingdom of God. What do you say? And Sister Renee, I've come too far. God has shown me too many things in his word of God. I've been blessed by God, Almighty God. God has given me the word of God to preach to you. God has given me the word of God to preach to lost souls. And for me to turn away from Almighty God and to rebuild those things that which I destroy. The Bible says I will become a transgressor. But more than that, he says in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, he said these words. He said, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine, let us go on to perfection." My walk with Almighty God, I've got to continue to perfect my walk with God. I've got to continue to grow in the Lord God, just like you have to continue this same way with me. He said, "Let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment." Saints of God, now that we are saved, let us not look back at this old world which God brought us out of. We don't need to come back every day, every Sunday, and come up and say, "I've got to ask God to forgive me because I've been living in sin." We ought to know how God expects us to live from now on. God expects his people to live righteously and holy in this present world. Praise our God. He said, "And this we will do if God permits." And look at these words in verse 4. I thank God for Sister India. She said, "I'm not looking back, but God has reminded me where God has brought me from." Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
You knew what your life was before God saved you. Amen. You knew that if God, now that you're saved, you know that if God would have taken you back then, you would have been lost throughout eternity. Amen? Oh, that's all of us, saints of God. Oh, if God would have taken us in our sin, we would have been lost. But he said, "Therefore, it is impossible for those who were once enlightened." You see, you can't come to God and say, "Now I'm saved, Lord God." And then after a while, you get in this walk, and now I'm going to go back on God. Because he said, "For it's impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift." Have we tasted of that heavenly gift, saints? He said, "And we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost." Have we had the witness of the Holy Spirit within us? Have we witnessed to others about how good God is? You may say to me, "Well, Sister Renee, I'm going through some troubles in my..." That's all right. Give them to Jesus. Oh, he's the one who's able to take care of troubles. Amen? Oh, there's no trouble in this life that's bigger than Almighty God. There's nothing in this life that God cannot take care of. How many have found that to be so? Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Even when the doctors are wringing their hands and they don't understand and don't know what to say, God took care of it. Amen? Praise our God. He said, "And have tasted the good word of God." See, you've tasted God's word. You've been fed God's word. You've been told about God's word. He said, "And the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away,
to renew them again under repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Oh, I don't want to bring no shame to God. Amen. I don't want to tell somebody, yeah, I lived for the Lord for 30 odd years, but then I found out, you know, I didn't think God's way was best for me. No, no, no. Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. Don't allow yourself to look back at this old world. He said that he that looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And that looking back means you're looking back in desire and wanting to be back in the world. Saints of God, I can't find anything out there in this world that I desire to go back to. But I thank God that I got my eye on the sparrow. Thank God I got my eye on my heavenly home that Jesus said I go to prepare for you. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Oh, praise God. We thank God he's allowed us to be here. We're not looking to die today or tomorrow, but we just don't know. We don't know when time is going to be, but we're looking on. Amen. We're looking on because we know that we have an eternal home, a home not made with hands, eternal, the word of God tells us, in the heavens. Praise God. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. You see, the truth of God's word has been taught to us. Brother Byron said on Wednesday night, it was initially proclaimed by the Lord himself. And it was confirmed by reliable witnesses. John in John 1, verse 17, he says these words. He said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Saints of God, let us draw closer to God and to his word by reading and studying the word of God, meditating upon the Bible daily. You see, things in this world are not going to get any better. Bible prophecy has already shown to us that the conditions are going to wax worse. And we're seeing it every day. But we do not have to be shaken by the events that are taking place right now. We don't have to be shaken by all the things that are going on. When we get to the point where we allow the things of this world to overshadow our spiritual thinking, then we're not walking by faith. We're walking by sight at that time. But God, the word of God says we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, we got to walk by faith, saints of God. The Bible has warned us about a falling away. He's warned us that falling away is from the truth of God's eternal word. We're seeing it happen all around us. Brother Levester shared with us this past Tuesday at prayer meeting. He shared about someone that used to attend here years ago, how they were amazed that we still participate in the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. They told him that many of these churches today have changed so much that they've taken away all these the things that they used to do years and years ago, and they're no longer doing those things anymore. They're compromising on the word of God, yet people like them are still going to those places. They haven't come out from among them. They haven't come out. They know that they're doing things that are not according to the word of God. They know that they're not doing things that they used to do. God hasn't changed.
Amen.
The ordinance of the Lord's Supper is still in the word of God. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Praise our God. Many are compromising on the word of God. Many are wrestling with the scriptures, so much so that they've changed the meaning of it. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. The Bible says there in that scripture there, he said, there's signs of the evil times in which we are living right now. Look at what it says there in verse 3 of 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 4th chapter, excuse me. He said, for this time will come. He said, when they will not endure sound doctrine. Do you believe that time is right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, you try to tell somebody about the word of God and people don't want to hear it. You try to share with someone about what thus saith the Lord, and a lot of people don't want to hear what it says. I was reading an article, and this article was saying that there's being a big exodus from people leaving Christianity. Many are leaving because they can't believe now. Their minds have been changed, that they can't understand who God is. They've never seen him. They can't believe in this individual because they've never seen God before. Oh, but if you knew anything about the word of God, you know that the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
You know, none of us have seen God, amen? But we believe what the Word of God says about Almighty God. There is only one book that I know of, and that is this Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, that has been on point about what's going on in our world today. Oh, when you begin to get into the Word of God and to read, and you see all the things that are happening in the world today, you know that the Bible is on point. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, the reason why, because it wasn't written by common men, but it was written by holy men of God. And they were inspired by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. God penned these words and left these words on record for you and I to live by. He put these words here so that we would not fall into the same traps and snares that the children of Israel did. God left us an example, and that example is on record in the Word of God. And saints of God, that's why he said, eat you all of it. Get into the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. God didn't cut out any of his Word. Praise our God. But he went on there. Paul said into Timothy in that third verse, he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having what? Itchy ears. Oh, I want to find something. I want to find something else. No. I believe the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, share with me let this on last Lord's Day. We got 66 books here. And God didn't tell us to go out and try to find the lost ones.
Amen.
People all over talking about, well, there's lost books of the Bible you haven't even heard. That's all right. They're lost for a reason. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise our God. He said, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. This is Bible, saints. This truth that brother's been teaching us these last few weeks and months. This is what he's saying. They're going to turn their ears away from. He said, it shall be turned unto fables. But look at what he says for you and I. He said, but watch thou in all things. He told you and I, endure affliction. Saints, we're going to go through some things. He said, do the work of an evangelist. And he told Timothy, make full proof of thy ministry. Praise our God. Oh, we've got to run on, saints of God. I believe our time, that time is here right now. We're seeing it in our land. We see it ourselves. People come here and they hear the true word of God. They go away. They testify that the truth is here. And yet they walk out the door and we never see them again. Now we can see what Jesus meant in the word of God when he said in John, that third chapter, in that 19th verse, when he said, and this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You see, light reveals truth. People who reject Jesus, you reject his life, rejecting his teachings, they do so because it exposes their sinful lifestyle. Folks would prefer to hide in darkness rather than to be exposed by the light of the gospel. Saints of God, let us remember what the Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 15, that the way of a transgressor is hard. I say to the lost that are listening in, this is letting us know that you are working hard at being immoral. Oh, because the way of a transgressor is hard. But God can give your soul rest from the hard bondage of sin that you're in. Each one of us that are claiming to be saved, we have been given rest from the bondage of sin. But we had to make a change in our life. If you want to have a change come in your life, then you're going to have to come to Jesus Christ. You're going to have to come to the Word of God. You're going to have to receive it. You're going to have to make it a part of your daily life. You're going to have to say to yourself, I don't want to live like that anymore, but I want to live for Jesus. I want to know that he is what the Word of God is all about. That is why God sent him. God sent his son into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. Do we believe the word of God? Do we believe that what God has said in his word, that God is able to change a soul? We've got to believe as saints of God because he worked a miracle on you and I. Oh, God changed us. One day we were wretched sinners. Oh, and the next we were changed to be a child of Almighty God. Now we can sing songs. We can sing the hymns out of the hymnal. We can sing the word. We can sing, what a change has come in my life today. We can say, I was once lost, I'm now found. Praise our God. Pray. We can sing those songs, saints of God. Listen, once again, we come to the house of God. Oh, we can sing all those songs. And we can sing them and mean what they say, amen? Because they mean something in our lives. I thank God for the change he made in my life. I thank God for the change he's made in your life. Let us continue to run on, saints of God. Let us continue to be united with Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Through that change, God can give us stability. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 33rd chapter and the 6th verse. And look at what the prophet says there in that scripture reading. He said, in wisdom, knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Praise God. I believe all of us can agree that these virtues, wisdom and knowledge, are essential in our Christian walk. Why do you say that, Sister Renee? Because in another passage of scripture, we are told in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, that you and I are to walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. That's why we need wisdom, saints of God. We are to walk in wisdom toward them that are without. We are our speech. Everything we do, everything we say has to have the grace of Almighty God on it. Why? Because someone is watching your soul. Someone is watching mine. They are watching the way we live our lives. They are watching how we say things. They are watching the things that we do each and every day. Many of us in this congregation work. Some are retired from their work. But when we work, that we were working in offices, and many of the people in the offices, they saw our lives. How many could say that you were a child of God? Amen? Amen. Praise our God. So we can say these virtues are essential for our walk. The foundation of God is steadfast. God's foundation is unmovable. God's foundation can't be shaken by the times in which we are living. So therefore, God's people ought not to be shaken either. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, yeah, I know there's much chaos going on. I know there's much confusion in our world right now. But the world's confusion cannot move the foundation of Almighty God. We're told in 2 Timothy 2, verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Praise our God. This is letting us know that God's foundation is firm. Praise our God. Despite all the challenges, everything that's going on, the foundation of God is not going anywhere. It's not moving. Amen? Oh, but the prophet went on to say there in Isaiah, he said, in wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is this treasure. Despite all the things that are going on, you and I have got to stand, saints of God. Amen. We got to stand and know that we are in the kingdom of God. We got to stand and know that these are the signs of times that are going on. That, as we said, God's foundation remains sure. It remains unshaken. Turn with me to 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. And let's read that again. We got to know that it's a solid foundation. It's one that's unwavering. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Ooh, praise our God. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. He said, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Iniquity is sin. You see, the Lord knows those who truly belong to him. No guessing game with God. You see, we as believers are not only aware of who God is, but God is also aware of who we are. Amen? Praise our God. And there are many scriptures in the Bible that attest to such. Praise our God. You can read in your leisure Galatians 4, verse 9. Also Romans 1, verse 19. And then in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 8, it says, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. See, knowing God involves more than just some mere intellectual awareness, but it involves us having a deep personal relationship with Almighty God. When you truly know God, you won't hesitate to live a righteous and holy life. Amen? Amen. You will not find his commandments grievous. You will not find that the Bible truth is hard for you to believe. You will not find fellowshipping with your brothers and sisters in the Lord a hard task to do. You will not find prayer, reading, and studying of God's word a chore. But you will embrace the things of God. You see, our faith may be tested, but God's understanding is perfect, saints of God.
Amen.
God knows what he's doing, amen? God knows when he allows us to go through some tests of life. God knew all about Brother Byron's cancer that was going to come upon him. It wasn't no surprise to Almighty God. It wasn't something that just happened, you know, and God didn't know anything about. But, oh, sometimes God allowed things to come upon a saint to prove that we are truly faithful to Almighty God. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, why did he allow cancer? I can't tell you why God allowed. But I can tell you I give praise to glory and honor to God for what he's done. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. I give praise and glory to him because I know God is able to do all things but fail.
Amen.
You may say to me, well, you know, Sister Renee, others got cancer and they didn't. Well, it was not God's will. It was not God's will. If it would have been God's will, they would have still been here. Amen? And we have to accept that. When God speaks, we have to accept it. If God takes our loved one, we have to accept it. You may look at Sister Carol. Some may look at her and say, well, Sister Carol is such a beautiful saint of God. Yes, she is. She's a true mother in Zion. She's a true woman of God. She's lived for the Lord many years, served the Lord. Why would God allow her cancer to be raging throughout her body? You don't question God. But we know one thing, God is using her to his glory and honor. Amen. God has taken her through it because her strength is in Almighty God. And God is able to carry her through. God is able to bring her through any situation. We don't know what the end holds. We don't know what the end holds for any of us. We don't know when any of us are going to leave this life. We may look, some may look at her and say, well, you know, her time's going to be, no, my time might be before her. We don't know.
Amen.
But we thank God that God has brought her through. Amen. We thank God she can be a testimony to the goodness of Almighty God. Praise our God. That's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be a testimony. Everything we go through is to glorify Almighty God. Saints of God, we're living in a time right now where people don't know how to respect God. They don't know how to reverence Almighty God. They make light of so many different things. Oh, I know we all heard this past week when the former president getting up, now he's selling Bibles. Selling Bibles with the Constitution written on the inside. People paying Bibles just to have his signature. Your signature is on whose word? Saints of God, we're living in some perilous times. We need to know the truth of God's word. I thank God that God has given our dear brother these messages on truth. We need to know the truth of God's word, not fables, not tales, not dreams that someone has dreamed up, but we've got to know what the truth of God's word is all about. Why? Because we're seeing our times are showing us that mankind are mocking God. They're making a mockery out of things. We went through where everybody said Holy Week and people were running around and doing, scurrying around, doing all kinds of things because they said it was Holy Week. But many were cursing out one another. Many were doing things that were not right. Many were living in lives of fornication and doing nothing according to the will of Almighty God. But then they wanted to call it Holy Week. Our God tells us how to be holy. Our God tells us how to live in the word of God. We say we're united with Christ Jesus. Then our uniting with Christ Jesus means we live a certain way in this present world. Amen? Praise our God. We can't play God. The Bible tells us in John 4:24 that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. I told Sister Blake, every time I read a scripture now, all I see is the word truth. Since brother's been preaching truth.
Amen.
I told her when I get in the word of God, I keep finding truth here and truth there. And I thank God for it. Because it's enlightened me. It has brought me back to the Word of God and allowed me to see the things in the Word of God that I need to know in order to be able to preach the Word of God. And when we have the wisdom of Almighty God, it allows us to build a strong, solid foundation upon the things of God. Praise our God. We don't fear mankind. We don't fear the things that are going on in the world today. But we must fear God, who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's who we fear. We've got to bring it back, saints of God. The Word of God tells us that in Paul said in Romans 3, verse 18, that there is no fear of God before their eyes. Godly fear does not exist now in our world today. And it needs to be brought back. We see things happening all around us. We see the lack of fear, the lack of reverence to the things of God. But we can see that when fear of God diminishes, there's no restraints to lawlessness. Look at all the things that are happening in our society. Evil knows no boundaries. When there's no fear of God, our times are just like Noah's time. You see, in Noah's time, wickedness had reached such a level that the Bible says that it repented God that he made man. Turn with me to Genesis, the sixth chapter. Let us understand what the word repented in this passage of scripture means. It doesn't mean that God sinned and God had to repent. No, but God's response was regret over creating humanity because the sins had reached a level that it touched God's heart. Because God knew how he made man. The Bible tells us he made man upright. That's how God made us. He was displeased with man. And God was expressing his grief toward what had happened. Look at what it says in verse 5. He said of Genesis, the sixth chapter, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. Do we see that happening today right now, saints? And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Oh, saints of God, I don't want to frustrate the grace of God. Amen. I don't want to grieve God at his heart. Oh, I say that I'm saved, and let me live saved, a saved life unto Almighty God. He went on to say, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth and grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man. You think about it. God breathed into man the breath of life. And now God said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. Are our times right now where Noah's times were? Are we seeing the same thing? The Bible says it. It's been saying we're like in the days of Noah. But look at verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise our God. Yeah, we see a parallel today. Sin is abounding. Where reverence for God is absent. The fear of God is essential for wisdom. The fear of God is essential for moral restraint. And if we want our society to thrive, we're going to have to show godly reverence to Almighty God. Proverbs 1, verse 7 says these words, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Do we believe that, saints of God? Amen. He said, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You see, when you have true reverence towards God, you will fear him. You will fear him enough to be obedient to his word. You'll fear him enough to be obedient to the commands of Almighty God. You see, it's not God's intent for his people to fail in our Christian journey. God didn't want us to fail in this walk with him. God has not placed booby traps, so to speak, in our way. Oh, no, God has given us everything. Everything we need. There's no surprises in the word of God. You see, to be surprised, you have to be uncertain about what is coming. But we're not ignorant. God has left us on record all the things that are going on. God has told us what is coming. We're not ignorant about the plan of salvation. nor are we ignorant about Satan and all of Satan's devices. The Bible shows those things to come. Jesus said in Matthew 24, he's told us the conditions of the last days. I shared with this with you one time before. Oh, one Tuesday, Sister Carol came in, and this was her testimony God gave her for her prayer. She just read slowly through this passage of Scripture. All Jesus here was warning of the conditions of the last day. Look at what he says there in verse 7. I'm going to start there, but saints of God, I ask you to go back to verse 1. As I said, due to time, let me start here at verse 7. He said, for nation shall rise against nation. Are we seeing that? And kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence. Look what's going on. Look what's going on over there in Israel. All the bombing that keeps going on just to try to find one sect of people that have caused some confusion. Now you've got millions and millions of people who have been displaced from their home, children being killed and bombed. Mankind has not even a bit of remorse for babies anymore. Used to be a time that you would say spare the children and the women. But now they just bomb everything. And then all you hear them say, well, we have a right to defend ourselves. He said in earthquakes, in divers places. Look at what he tells us. He said, all these are the beginning of what? Sorrows. And I believe we could have went back to verse 6 where it talks about rumors of war. Let's go back there just for a moment. Oh, praise our God. I'm going to go back to verse 4. Saints, the Holy Spirit is showing me there because Jesus answered and said unto them, he said, take heed that no man deceive you, saints of God. Oh, this is a warning for you and I. We got to be careful, saints. He said, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Are we hearing about that today? And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. See, saints of God, remember, the world does not love us. We may be persecuted for because we love Jesus Christ. We may be persecuted for our stand in righteousness. And he said the enemy may be of our own household because we love Jesus Christ. He said, and you shall be hated of all nations for what? Oh, it's not just because you are you, but because of his name's sake. He said, and then shall many be offended. And we're living in a time people are offended right now because you preach the truth of God's word.
Right.
When people hear the truth of God's word, they get all upset with the pastor or the minister that God has put in place. But remember what Paul said in another passage of scripture back in Galatians. He said, I've become your enemy now because I tell you the truth. See, we become an enemy when you tell the truth of God's word. You're not going to be loved. But that's all right because God has called us to preach the truth of his word. He didn't call us to preach anything else. Amen. He didn't call me to preach fables. He didn't call me to preach about prosperity. He didn't call me to say that there's going to be these rich quick schemes that are going to go on and you're going to get rich. No. He told us to labor not to be rich. We aren't laboring to be rich, but if your riches increase, thou set not your affection upon them. Oh, yeah, God blesses us richly, saints of God, and we thank God for his blessing. We pray for the blessing. We pray for that God will bless us, the offering that we tithe, that we bring in, because we've got work that God has for us to do in the kingdom of God. We're trying to reach the lost. In our time in which we live, money is the exchange in which we have for us to be able to buy something. So in order for us to do that, we've got to have that exchange. And God is able. If you bring all your tithes into the storehouse, he said, I'll pour you out a blessing that you cannot receive. And God has done that very thing. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we're told in another scripture, God loves a cheerful giver. The people of God ought to be cheerful givers. Why? It's to benefit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen? Praise our God. And he said, and then shall many be offended. I'm in verse 10. And shall betray one another. And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Let us be careful, saints of God. There's all kinds of deceptions out there in the world today. People are telling you now, well, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live that way to get in. God didn't change the requirements for getting into the kingdom of God. I haven't seen any change, amen? He said, I am God, I change not. He went on to say, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall what? Iniquity is, sin is abounding right now. It's multiplying all around us. He said, but he, oh, this is for you and I. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Let us endure, saints of God. Let us run on this race that God has set before us. Let's not get into this race now and then try to look back or say, I think I'm going to take some time off from God. No. Because when you start taking time off for God, that's when the enemy becomes in. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. See, throughout the New Testament, Paul warned about apostasy. He warned about falling away from steadfastness. And these are warnings that are left on record for you and I. He said in Romans 15, verse 4, these words, for whatsoever things, he said, were written aforetime. These things were written aforetime. They were written for our learning. Praise our God. That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Do you have that hope this afternoon? Do you have that hope in Jesus Christ? Do you have that hope of an eternal life with him? That's what the word of God is all about, amen? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is why it's important for us saints to embrace the truth of God's word. And not to follow after false doctrines and fables, to come out from false teachers, to come out from these Christian movements that are going on, and to follow after Jesus Christ. You see, our Savior is the only door that grants us entrance or access into the kingdom of God. He told us in John 10, turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God. Lord, just a few more minutes, amen. He told us there, because like I said, we know we have a long day ahead of us. We have the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, but that's all right, because God can bring this back. I trust you'll come back hungry for the rest of it, amen? But look at what he said there in John 10, verse 1. Praise our God. He said, verily, verily, or meaning truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, he said, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Praise our God. He said to him, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. See, we got to hear the word of God. We got to hear what's being taught from the word of God. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. As we just read in another passage of scripture, how God knows his people. He said, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Saints of God, now that we are saved, we're not going to follow a stranger's voice. Amen? But we're going to follow Almighty God. He said, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee for him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Don't let someone come in and try to tickle your ear. Don't let somebody come in and try to tell you, well, you don't have to live like that. Ask him to show you in the word of God where it says you don't have to live righteous. Ask him to show you in the word of God where it says you don't have to live holy. Because my Bible says you have to do both. Amen?
Amen.
He went on to say, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, oh, Jesus became specific now. He let him know. He said, I am the door of the sheep. Oh, Christ is the only access to the kingdom of Almighty God. He said, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. All this, the ministry today is nothing but a bunch of thieves and robbers. They're stealing from the people that are sitting in the pews, telling them lies and feeding them all kinds of things. You may be saying, well, Sister Renee, how do you know that? The Bible tells us that they subvert whole houses, teaching things they ought not to teach. What? For filthy lucre say. Brother Byrene in our Sunday school in the review, he said because most of them had the love of money. And the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. And we're seeing that in religious cycles. People are going in, and now this is what was one of the reasons I was reading, that people are flocking away from the faith. Many of them say that the ministry or the evangelists or that are these TV evangelists, they're rich. All their books and all their luxury homes and various things that they have. And people are looking at that, and many people are struggling to keep the lights on. Struggling to pay their utility bills, struggling to buy food. But then the ministry is living luxury and luxury lives, living in million-dollar homes and asking for them to buy jets and various things. And they've got boats and speed boats and all these kind of things. That's not of God.
Amen.
That's not of God. God wouldn't have me to stand up here and you come in and give me all your money and I'm living high on the hog and you barely making it. That's not of God. Amen? That's why we got to have wisdom, saints. Amen? Wisdom, know when something's right and when something's wrong. Amen? Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying. Because the Bible tells you in the Word to give honor. And there's nothing wrong with them giving honor to their pastors and their ministers for the things they do. But they don't have to go overboard. You don't have to buy them a car and send them on vacation. You don't have to send me to some foreign land and all that kind of stuff. No. Just stay with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He went on to say here, I am the door in verse 9. I am the door by me. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find path. When you come in to the church of God, you're going to find spiritual food for your soul. Amen. You're going to know how you ought to live before you die. You ought not to come into the church of God and not find the spiritual word going for or spiritual food for your soul. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise our God. This is why we got to follow the right path, saints. We got to recognize who the true shepherd is. Praise our God. We got to continue, saints. That's why we got to desire the old path, saints. We can't desire all this new stuff that's going on. We can't come around and say, well, Sister Renee, I want you to change and desire so we can fill up. No, God will fill up the benches. Amen. We just got to stay in the straight and narrow way. Amen. We got to preach the truth of God's word. We got to continue down the straight way. Why? Turn with me to Jeremiah. We'll close with this scripture here, and Lord willing, we'll bring it back. Praise our God. But look at what he says. Turn to Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. I know you Bible students know this scripture quite well. You know what the word of God said. You know how the religious leaders, they were there at this time. They were trying to convince or comfort the people with words, with a message of hope and peace. But it wasn't from God, because many of them had turned away from Almighty God. They have turned away from their steadfastness with Almighty God. And God was sending a warning to them. God was letting them know that God was not pleased with what they are doing. See, that's one thing about our God we serve. And I thank God we serve a gracious Heavenly Father. Because, see, if we start going down the wrong path, God will let us know. Amen? If we start going this way or to the right, or we go too far to the left, God will tell us, come back and get us right in the straight and narrow way. I thank God for that. Amen? Oh, praise our God. But look at what he says there. I'm going to start at verse 15. He said, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Oh, look at what he said. Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. See, that's a time in which we are living right now. People don't even blush anymore when they're doing something wrong. When they do something wrong, they don't even, because you know, when back in the day when you do something wrong, even though we've got brown skin, you could still see us blushing, amen? Now, not today. He said, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Oh, then he went on, thus saith the Lord. This is what he's telling you, and this is what he's telling me. He said, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Say, that's what I want, the old past, amen? I want to be back at the blessed old Bible. We used to sing that song when the late Elder Wilbur was here. Back to the blessed old Bible. But he tells us to stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. See, this is a call for you and I to do that. He said, where is the good way? Oh, have you found this way to be the good way? He said, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. People are running around and say, well, I need rest for my soul. I need peace. I need all. Yeah, he said, stand you in the good way and the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And when you walk therein, you're going to find the rest you need for your soul. Why? Because you'll know that Jesus is saying in the word, as he said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Our rest is in Jesus Christ. Our rest is from sin. Our rest is from a life of sin and bondage, living for the devil. And but look at what he said there. He said, but they said, we will not walk therein. That's what's going on right now. People are looking at the word of God and say, I know it says this. I know it says that. I know it tells me how to live, but I don't believe that I've got to live like that. He went on to say here, he said, also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken. See, God just didn't set anybody over us. God set spiritual watchmen. The word of God that goes forth from Brother Byrene, Sister Blake, Brother Lavesta, Brother Maurice, and the teachers in the house of God, spiritual watchmen over you saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But look at what happened. But they said, we will not hearken. Then he went on to say, therefore, hear ye nations and know all congregation what is among them. Hear, O earth. Well, he even called up on the earth. He said, behold, I will bring evil upon this people. We wonder why people are going through things. It's the judgment of Almighty God. I know oftentimes people will say, well, you know, that's just the devil because the devil's in the mix. You know, the devil's in the pudding. No, but judgment comes from Almighty God. When you decide to go outside of the will of God, when you decide to do things that are outside of what God's will, that is God's judgment coming down upon that situation. A lot of times we turn around and we try to say it's the devil, but no, it is Almighty God bringing judgment down upon an individual. He said, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts. He said, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. See, when you reject the word of God, you're not rejecting me. You're rejecting Almighty God. You're rejecting Jesus because Jesus is the word of God. He said, to what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. No matter how expensive your offerings might be, you may buy the best gift that you can give, but they are not acceptable to Almighty God. God wants your soul. God wants you to live for him. Amen. He said, your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks. Woo, my. Before this people. You see, the entire nation was going to have to reap. He said, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord. My, saints of God. Let us hold fast to the truth of God's word. Let us not get weary in well-doing. Let us not start out running this race and then look back and say, you know, God, you're not good enough for me. I got to go back to Satan. No. Continue to run on. Continue to do what the Lord has instructed us to do in the word of God. We don't want God's wrath to come upon us. You see, if God puts a stumbling block in our way, you can't recover from it. Amen? Oh, you can't move it out the way. Because God said, I will lay the stumbling block before this people. And if God lays a stumbling block, you're going to fall. Because it comes from Almighty God. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, why? Why would God do that? When you turn away from the mighty hand of Almighty God, you're saying to God, Lord, your way is not good enough for me. Lord, I found a better way. But I say to you this afternoon, there's no better way than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I found none. Amen? Time is winding up, saints of God. Death is real. Things are happening all around us, saints of God. People are literally quitting on God. They're walking away from God Almighty. We see all the confusion that's going on in our land right now today. Catastrophe upon catastrophe. Every week there is something else that's going on. You think about it. We're not making fun of it or light of any of the things. But we're just saying, you think about in the middle of the night, 2 a.m, I believe it was, they said in Baltimore, that ship hit that bridge. And when they show it on the news about how that bridge, it just started, it fell, and not, just all of it just kept coming, tumbling down. You know, you hear people, we're going to build something that's stronger. It'll be able to withstand this. Build upon the kingdom of God. That's the only solid foundation that there is. That's the only thing that you can build upon and know for sure. That it's a solid, sure foundation. It is not going to go anywhere. That's what Paul said in the Word of God when he told them, you know, hollering them back there in Corinthians, my old saints of God. I know we got to close. But Paul had told them that. He let them know about how what we are, but for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus. Or you can't lay any other foundation. Because every other foundation is going to crumble and it's going to fall. If you lay your foundation, if you build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, I can assure you that you will stand and you'll never fall. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Thank God for his precious word this day. United with Christ Jesus. If we're united with someone, that means we need to plan on remaining with that someone.
Amen.
Amen. As Pastor was talking, he was reading that 6th chapter of Jeremiah, and she talked, and we see this today, how people are not, they're not ashamed when they commit abominations or wrongdoing. No, that they were not at all ashamed. And we see that. They'll go up on TV and readily admit that they do these various things. They'll go on the internet, on their website, and readily admit that they do these things. They have websites that they've started for things like child molesters and child predators, all kinds of things. And they're not ashamed. They don't blush about. In fact, they double down on it. I'd say, no, this is just the way it is, and you're just going to have to accept that this is the way it is at this day and age. But no, God is not accepting of it. God's people are not accepting of it. And even in that 6th chapter of Jeremiah, when they were told that the things that they were doing and what the law was, they said, we will not walk therein. That's doubling down on their own wickedness. Saying, no, we're going to do what we're going to do. We're going to do it our way. But Pastor said in the message, we have to embrace the things of God. If we're going to be called by his name, if we're going to say we're children of God, we have to embrace the things of God. We have to be like him. We have to have his nature. Praise our God. And she's talked about continuance. We have to endure. We have to continue in Christ Jesus. That's essential.
Yes.
We've got to do that. And when we make that decision that we're going to enter into Christ, we better know what we're doing.
Amen.
Because when we enter into Christ, we have to plan to stay. There's no in or an in. There's no in and then out.
That's right.
Amen.
Up and then down. We've got to continue in the way of Christ. We've got to continue in his word.
Amen.
And just a scripture, James chapter 1, verse 25. Because we've heard the perfect law of liberty. We've heard the truth preached. And we're told in that 25th chapter of James, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Don't we all want to be blessed
Amen. In
our deed? Amen. And we want our deed to be serving the Lord
Amen.
With all our soul, body, mind, and strength.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his precious, precious word today.
Amen.
What shall we sing? Shall we stand and turn in the evening light to number 406? Sin can never enter there. Amen. Number 406, shall we stand?
Heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. All within his gates are pure from defilement. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never. Judgment for sinful spots your soul shall mar. You can never enter there. If you hope to dwell at last when your earth is past, I affirm so bright and fair. You must here be cleansed from sin, have the life of Christ within. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. So if at the judgment door sinful spots your soul shall mar, you can never enter there. You may live in sin below, heaven's grace refused to know, but you cannot enter there. It will stop you at the door, bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never. Judgment for sinful spots your soul shall mar. You can never enter there.
Amen. That third verse, if people would get a clear understanding of that you cannot live in sin and belong to the Lord. You cannot refuse God's grace, which is extended to save your soul, and enter God's heaven when this life is past. That third verse, you may live in sin below, and many people are. Heaven's grace refused to know, but you cannot enter there. And there are people thinking that they're going to be in God's heaven when they've lived this whole life of sin. There are people who die and then their funeral is held and somebody will try to preach them into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
When they've lived in sin their whole life. But the psalm poet here knew something about the word of God.
Amen.
Said it will stop you at the door, bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. You can't serve sin and serve God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This song is a warning. This song is a plea to a soul who is living on in sin. You cannot enter heaven.
Amen.
you will, in that fourth verse, if you cling to sin till death, which we haven't sung yet, mm-hmm. when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in dark despair.
Amen.
Because there is no salvation in the grave. What an awful way mm-hmm. for your existence to go
mm-hmm.
when done with this life. Because the soul is going to live on forever somewhere.
Yeah.
It's only if we are united with Christ in this life
mm-hmm.
that we can be with him in the life to come.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone who doesn't know the Lord? First, we want to appeal. We want to make a plea. Is there anyone here who doesn't know the Lord, who wants to know the Lord and will come? And will come. Saint, we'll pray with you.
Amen.
We love you. God does not want you to be lost. We don't want you to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Can't be. In our Sunday school lesson, there was a question was asked, why did the people of Israel sin so much? Because they were sinners. They sinned because they were sinners. You will do what you are. You will serve whoever you've submitted your heart and life to. And if Satan is your master, then you'll serve sin and serve him.
My God.
But if the Lord is your master, if you've been redeemed, then you will not serve sin. Scripture says, henceforth we should not serve sin. That body of sin has been destroyed.
Amen.
So we don't serve sin when we serve God. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we sing that fourth verse?
Amen. If you cling to sin till death, when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in dark despair. To the regions of the lost, thus to prove that awful cost, sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never So without the judgment bar, sinful spots your soul shall mar, you can never enter there.
Amen.
Amen.
Sad to know. So sad to know. And even for those of us who know the Lord, the Word of God tells us we should give the most earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. We don't want to have known the grace of God and the goodness of God and then to let it slip and end up in the same situation when done with this life as if we'd never known the Lord. I think that would be even sadder. That would be even more tragic, to have known, to have tasted of the goodness of God, and then to let it slip, to neglect so great a salvation.
Mm.
My God, my God.
Lord, have mercy.
My Lord, let us be diligent, saints.
Amen.
Loved ones, we want to be diligent in serving God.
Amen.
All things. Shall we look to the Lord, thanking Amen. Him for the word. The dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your truth. We thank you, dear God, for the light, dear God, that has been preached this day. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you've urged us, dear God, to walk in the light as you shined it on our pathway, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give us the grace, dear God, and the understanding, dear Father, to walk in this great light, dear God, which you have given to us. Help us to know, dear God, that if we walk in light, dear God, then we will not walk in darkness. Lord, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh and of the mind, dear God. Help us, dear God, Lord, to be anchored in thee, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to submit ourselves, dear God, to your Holy Spirit, dear Father. Lord, that we might always be found doing that, Lord, which is pleasing and right in your sight, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for your well-preached word, dear God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to continue in it, dear God. Lord, we realize, dear God, that if we cut short, dear God, our journey with you, dear Father, then, Lord, we'll be lost, dear Father. And, Lord, we know that sin can never enter where you are. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, each hearer, dear God, of your word. Lord, those who are saved, dear God, we thank you for them, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to be strengthened, Lord, in your word, and, Lord, that we might continue to walk, Lord, in your word, dear God. Lord, being strengthened day by day, Lord, by your word and by your spirit. Lord, for those who don't know you, dear God, and the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to preach to them, dear God. Lord, even, dear God, as we, when we dismiss from this service, dear God, Lord, your spirit is still able, dear God, to preach, dear God, in their hearts and in their ears, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you will bring, Lord, your word to their remembrance, dear God. Lord, we experienced the same thing, dear God, when we were lost in sin, dear God. Lord, we couldn't get away, Lord, from your word. Lord, your spirit was constantly there, dear God. Lord, entreating us, dear Father, convicting us, dear God. And Lord, now, Lord, as we look back, Lord, we know, Lord, that it was a service and out of your great love, Lord, for us, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you did, dear God. Lord, at the time it seemed grievous, Lord, but Father, Lord, it worked something in us, dear God, that wrought our redemption. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bring forth the same thing, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, don't give them any peace or rest in sin, dear God. Lord, cause them, dear God, to think on their one and only soul, dear God, knowing, Lord, that someday this life is going to be over. And, Lord, they're going to have to give an account for the deeds that they have done. Speak to their hearts, dear God. Once again, dear God, we thank you, dear God, for your well-preached word. We thank you, dear God, for your servant, dear God, and for how you used her, dear Father, even to minister to us. And we pray, Lord, you continue, dear God, to strengthen her, dear God, according to your divine will. Strengthen us. Help us, dear God, to obey your eternal word, dear God. For we know, dear God, that we will have to stand before you in the judgment, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what was preached, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to obey it, that Pastor Jenkins, Lord, having preached the word, dear God, may be able, dear God, at the last day to stand before you, dear God, with joy and not with grief, dear God. Lord, we don't want her, Lord, to have to testify, Lord, that she preached it, dear God, but we rejected it, dear Father. Help us, dear God, to be always obedient, dear God, to all that your spirit speaks to us. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise. And we thank you, dear God, for the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God for his goodness, for his service this day.
Brother
Byron.
I was just thinking, Mr. Blake, I heard it's bad to know, but it's good to know.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. It's good to know. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's both sides of the coin. It's sad to know for the one who's lost it, but it's good to know for the one who has retained it. Amen. Praise God. Amen, brother. Praise our God. Our announcements for Sunday, March 31st, 2024. The meditation, Proverbs 20:23. Love not sleep. I'm going to read that again. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Proverbs 20:23. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. And before I read the rest, let me read the announcement. This announcement was read on last week, will be read today in the month of April and the first half of May as well. This announcement is regarding the missionary committee and the clothing drive. Please join the missionary committee in giving some of our gently used clothing or clothes that no longer fit to those who are less fortunate than we. On Saturday, May 25th, 2024, Lord willing, in conjunction with the monthly food pantry services, we would like to hold this event. The food pantry services will be held as usual starting at 9 a.m., hearing the word of God. And after the message, the food will be distributed to those in need until 11 a.m. The clothing drive will be going on during the distribution. So after the word is preached, then food will be distributed, and that's when the clothing drive, those may come and look at the clothing as well. However, we will extend the clothing drive only until noon. So the clothing drive will go on for 1 hour past the distribution of the food. If you have some clothing that is gently used, not ripped or torn or soiled, that might have a little life left in them for someone else to use, please make sure they are freshly laundered and neat and bring them to the church. We would like to have shoes, clothes, coats, suits, ties, skirts, dresses, shirts, those things that would be useful. And we said on last Lord's Day that for women's clothes, if someone if some of your neighbors or some friends that you know are made aware of this and they want to donate something, again, it needs to be gently used. It needs to be freshly laundered or cleaned. And for women, we're not going to give away women's pants because we don't wear them, and so if they want to get those, they'll have to get them from someplace else. All right. Please, no undergarments. All leftover clothing will be taken to the Salvation Army or if we find another organization that hands out clothing. Thank you, Missionary Committee. Amen. And we said on last Lord's Day, please don't wait until the day of and come everything. Bring them beforehand, and we will start bringing them in now if you'd like, or as you have time to clean out your clothing that you think would be usable, or that you no longer wear or need. And we have places, there's a few items in this room right here, and I think there's some downstairs also that we're already starting to put away in preparation for that work. Just one for clothing
right
this
now,
year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes. Pastor Jenkins said it'd be just be one this year. For that. Month of May. May 25th.
Yeah. We're going to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Sister India?
Amen. 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 Ordinance services will follow morning service. The first Wednesday of the month will be this Wednesday.
Already.
So please prepare to bring a scripture, a testimony, or a song. Our next family fellowship dinner will be in the month of May. This is to be held every 3 months, Lord willing. Okay. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phones off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on around 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all who will be bringing scriptures. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday blessings this week to Lauren McElroy tomorrow, April 1st. And Sister Lillian Herrett, April 5th, which I believe is Friday. Amen. Our thought for today, may your faith burn brightest in the darkest hours and never flicker in the winds of trial.
Amen. Amen. And please continue to remember the saints, family, and friends who are on our prayer list. Amen.
And Sister Blake, to those who were at the business meeting, we said we were going to have the dinner every 2 months, but in because kitchen committee is in agreement that 3 months is the best, right, Sister India?
Correct.
So we're going to do every 3 months because it's a lot of work, and so, but we want to make sure we clarify that because that was Sister India's concern at the business meeting, but she's the one that's it.
Amen. Right. Amen. And I'm not sure how closely because the next fellowship dinner will be in May. I'm not sure how the Saturday of the food drive and the pantry line up with the Sunday of the. I don't know if that Saturday is just before the, or if.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out.
Because if they have to move the food, if they have to move the fellowship from fourth Sunday to the third Sunday, we can do that. I'm for sure the committee wouldn't mind
that.
So we won't be taxed anymore.
Right. I just wanted to mention that so we're aware of days and dates and so on.
Yeah.
Amen. As we know, the ordinance service will follow this service. We understand that there will be some who have to leave, maybe because of children, things like that, or for some other reason. But if it's possible, if you don't have those constraints, then we encourage you to remain for ordinance services. These were established by the Lord Jesus Christ, and as children of God, are to observe these. Yeah. What time shall we reconvene? 2:30. So at 2:30, we'll begin the ordinance services. So we want, if you're refreshing yourself or you want to be back upstairs and gathered at 2:30, we'll stand to be dismissed, and we will offer prayer for those who will be have to leave. God will give traveling mercies.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, for your word this day. We're so thankful, dear God, that you've allowed us, dear God, to assemble together, Lord, in your name. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your presence felt, dear God, and for your spirit, dear God, and your word teaching us, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, even as we dismiss from this service, dear God, and we understand, Lord, there are those who must leave, Lord, dear God, after this service and are unable, dear God, to remain for ordinance service. But, Lord, for those who are leaving now, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would give traveling mercies, dear God, to return home. Lord, we don't take anything for granted. There's no trip that we take, dear God, that we take for granted that we're going to get there, Lord. But we know, Lord, that we're looking for your mercies, dear Father, and your protection. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each one, dear Father, each one. And Lord, eventually, dear God, we will all be leaving, dear God, this building today. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and give us traveling mercies, dear God, over the highway. Pray, Lord, that you would keep us safe, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would go before us on this week, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would just have your way, Lord, that your spirit would lead and guide us, dear God, into all truth, dear God, and for every step, dear God, of our daily life. And truly, Lord, we give you the glory and praise as we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Oh, you're welcome, Sister Holmes. You're welcome anytime.
Well, thank you.
Well, Sister Lily. Okay. Oh, God bless you.